followed by the year's second new big balloon, Raggedy Ann.
Once upon a time, America placed supreme importance on innocence.
You having a good time?
Yes.
What do you like best?
It was at the heart of American culture. It was such a given that protecting innocence was basically unnecessary.
Thousands of children of all ages braved their rainy weather today to watch the 57th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Presently, in the era of wokeness, a cancer has infiltrated America at the root stem of all that we as American citizens hold sacred, our children. The normalization of the sexualization of children is running rampant.
Nickelodeon SpongeBob SquarePants has invited his pet snail, Gary.
What seems business as usual every Thanksgiving at the traditional Macy's Family Value Celebration in New York City now serves as a template hosted by local news MCs in California.
Pride is a protest. It started as a protest, and it's still a protest.
And they want to challenge the next generation to be leaders and to step up and get involved.
And also, you know, it's going well beyond just the June month, right?
Yes.
So showing that we can celebrate Pride any time of the year.
Organizers say the day's events are 100% family friendly.
What is Pride? Is it the celebrated sexualization of everyone and everything? Because for most people, that is a nausea-inducing environment. You sure as hell don't see heterosexuals fornicating in the streets at the Macy's Day Parade in front of their children.
Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
While real hate, mass formation psychosis, and government-backed totalitarian vigor energize the woke left into a dangerous mob.
Somebody want to shoot you in the head.
Is that a threat?
Somebody's going to do that to you because of all this hate.
Is that a threat?
If you're out of here, I'm telling you what's going to happen to you one day when you're saying it to the wrong person.
You should be on the side of folks who are woke because we're saying no more oppression against our community. So whatever else is being thrown around, unless you are saying I'm racist, white supremacist, and I'm bigoted, stop talking about wokeness. And you can't tell me that I'm wrong because I'm from the very movement where this came about. Don't let a fascist tell you what being woke means.
This neo-Marxist mob will not adhere to the demands of millions of parents across America. Parents simply stating, live your lifestyle, but leave our children alone. The pushback is increasing.
Protect our children! Protect our children!
But don't be confused. This isn't a pseudo-insurrection on January 6th. This is Papa and Mama Bear versus the system. Meanwhile, Pride events infect elementary schools. While a religious protester's First Amendment is violated in broad daylight, as clueless and decimated, local police are caught in the middle of total Sodom and Gomorrah madness.
You know who's cheering for us? The people that are in hell. So you do you, and I'm going to do me. This is public property.
This police officer is actually completely useless. He serves only to advocate for child sexual abuse, a crime. At the end of the day, Pride Month serves only one purpose, because the time to respect the gay lifestyle is no longer its purpose after our children literally became its target.
No God, no state, no patriarchy. That's what it's about, huh? Well, I won't say it, but kind gods, no God. That's what it's about for these people.
Pride Month now serves to destabilize the American family, and more importantly, the patriarchy that sits idly by.
I think that women, white women in particular, want to protect this patriarchy here. Most of the women in some of these studies are married white women.
As the United States careens into a monolithic, woke, ideological system where the family is on a slippery slope to become the property of the state. And once that happens, all property is next.
It is my vision to take the next step to this, to go to the faith-based locales, and then move to private residence.
History is truly at a turning point.
Then, after many more have been sacrificed to the burning pyres of Moloch in a horrific technocratic New World Order endgame scenario, the history of humanity will once again repeat itself, or it may finally stop. John Bound reporting.
all I want is your word of mouth and to tell people to tune into the show and to share the clips. And you're doing it. It's having a bigger effect than ever. And please keep us on air while still getting great products. I mean, you really need to get our full spectrum CBD oil, still good for your joints and bones and your neurological systems. You really need to get our ultimate krill oil, ultimate fish oil. You really need Turbo Force and our clean energy. Everybody needs X3, the tri-iodine. It'll take everything in your body to the next level. Most people have iodine deficiencies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get X3. It doesn't just fund the operation. These are game-changing products. These are amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com, also back in stock. The essential oil-infused charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste is over-the-top excellent. Also, finally back in stock, limited shipment. We have the ultimate tooth whitening toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste, infused essential oils back in stock. The toothpaste back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action now.
The most banned network in the world. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, June 8th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. Wow. Well, last night, James Comey, the 10-foot-tall giant criminal, came to speak in Austin and was peacefully, peacefully in an articulate way confronted by Owen Schroyer and by many others. And we'll have some of the video of that. It's all on InfoWars.com. It's gone viral. And Owen is going to be popping in with us to cover this later in the broadcast. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown has some really important political and cultural analysis dealing with the deep state's plans to go after Trump and DeSantis and more. He'll be joining us in the second hour and another surprise guest in studio as well. But let me just up front here get into the news we've got on the plate. Look at this headline out of the Wall Street Journal. Huge investigative report. Instagram connects vast pedophile networks to children, including children being trafficked for sex slavery. And they operate using codes of Italian food, including pizza and cheese pizza. Now, remember, I was supposedly the evil person that just made all this up in 2016. I was going off FBI manuals that are public and the WikiLeaks documents where they're talking to the Democrats, the Clintons, the Podestas about how we're going to deliver you the Italian food and deliver you the cheese pizza, including the 7-year-old children will be in the hot tub waiting for you, and they're well-trained. And Obama ordering $60,000 of hot dogs to his party. Hot dogs is male gay prostitutes. So, again, this is how they blackmail. It's how they control these people. So, here it is in the Wall Street Journal, and it's all over the news, broke yesterday, that there's giant pedophile rings, including trafficking children on Instagram. Specifically what we told you. We're right again. Now, CNN and the New York Times, when this was all breaking with Paul Joseph Watson and myself really hammering it out with the WikiLeaks, they then diverted onto a pizza place. They said people claim there's an underground base. They say, and so we then reported on what CNN was reporting on from 8chan and 4chan. With the globalist operatives deliberately going in there and planting disinfo that wasn't true. What do you do when it comes out that they're trafficking children and talking about Aleister Crowley rituals in upstate New York and Chicago and Los Angeles? What do you do? Well, you create a fake story to then divert everybody off onto. And then when we cover what the media is focusing on, they say, oh, you need to correct this. There wasn't a dungeon. All we reported was people were saying this. But even when you know it, and even when I knew it was disinfo, I'm not mad at the crew. They've grown up a lot, and so have I. But I remember I was going to Cancun for a four-day vacation when this was all breaking, and I said, that stuff in New York's disinfo, I mean, that stuff in D.C.'s the disinfo. It's the distraction from the real documents, and I left. And people are actually mad at me around here. They're like, you know, Jones, you've never told us how to cover something, and we think you're kind of covering up here. No, I wasn't. I know what I'm talking about. And I'm not mad, but the point is that I've been through this a bunch. I've been set up over and over again. I've learned how they operate, ladies and gentlemen. So, but anyways, I'm putting the cart before the horse. Huge. Huge. Report. 20-something pages long. With all the child trafficking and all of it, using Italian food code words. Wall Street Journal. All confirmed. FBI confirms it all going on. And it ties into Jeffrey Epstein. All of it. Cheese Pizza. Meta Instagram facilitated massive pedophile network. So what do they do when they get caught? They create a new story so they can discredit it. And look, I'm no fan of Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, or, you know, any of these guys. But remember the famous case of Trump and the whole Air National Guard documents. And what they do there with CBS News. Karl Rove had a 100-something page file given to CBS News. And in it was one page of fake info. And so the whole story about Bush on cocaine and Bush not being a good pilot and all the true things, none of that ever stuck because they put the one page of fake info in. And that's how they do it. But it doesn't matter. Once you're aware of that trick, you can expose it. And that's really what this is all about. Okay, so we've got that stack of news I'm going to be getting into in great detail today. Then we've got the massive Tucker Carlson news. And Tucker's in very good spirits, and his son just got married, and he just released episode one, as you know, 2 days ago. He's going to start doing it 4 days a week, starting very soon. I can tell you that. And it got 104 million views, as I predicted it would get. I said yesterday on Crowder's show, I said, by tomorrow morning when I go on air, it'll have 100 I believe I said 102 million views, but the point is it hit 104 million as of showtime today. We can show you a screenshot of that, 104.4 million right there. That's 30-plus times what his show on Fox had. And so they have CNN, the Business Insider, all of them saying he's flopped, he's pathetic, the lighting wasn't perfect. Well, what does that even mean? To try to convince you and gaslight you that 30-plus times the audience that he had previously is a failure. Man, but I guess in the world where two men can have a baby, I guess 104 million views is less than 5 million. You're correct, Business Insider. 104 million views is less than 5 million. You're really teaching us how this works. Got to hand it to him. Breaking, journalist Emerald Robinson releases transcript of Tucker's final unaired monologue where he discusses Ray Epps, AOC, Jen Psaki. Twitter censors the report. Yeah, I talked to Tucker yesterday when I was driving back from Dallas to Austin from a Steven Crowder show. And told me quite a bit of interesting things, but he didn't say it was off record, but I caution to where I should even tell you the stuff he told me. It was all very exciting. And then when I got home, I search engine the stuff he was telling me and didn't see it anywhere. So I need to think about this. And I'm even going to tell you the stuff he told me. It was all very interesting. Like, I don't think it's been announced yet how many days a week he plans to do a show or the rest of it. Or, oh, what his response is to Fox News, Rupert Murdoch saying he can't speak publicly for a year plus in 2025 according to his contract. His contract doesn't say that. It's toothless. It violates the First Amendment. He may not get the money from his contract, the rest of it, but he doesn't care about that. And so Tucker Carlson's not going anywhere. And, you know, I think if Rupert Murdoch tries to silence Tucker, he might actually do more shows than just four a week. And I think he might go on a tour, and he might go on a bunch of other people's shows. So let's see Rupert Murdoch say that Tucker Carlson can't do interviews, because any of those interviews will get 50 million, 100 million views. I mean, they think censoring Alex Jones made me bigger? Imagine what this is going to do to Carlson. Well, you've already seen it, and they just can't figure out the Streisand effect. So people ask me, how do I take all these attacks? Well, I mean, I asked for this. It's not fun sometimes, but in the end, it always works out. You just gotta keep your chin up, keep moving forward. So we got that huge news. Jamie Foxx news, economy news, war news, Comey news. It's just gonna be a big broadcast today. Stay with us. Sold out for more than a year. We now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste. 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpastes back in stock. Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists, the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance, that's countering the Great Reset by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
The headline this morning, because I got a little bit late because I was working on things. So Ben wrote the headline. It's an excellent headline for the live show. Every day we have a post up there. Usually I write it. But it does say it all. So I was very pleased with what Ben wrote. And it's that the leftist-controlled corporate press is in a total panic over Tucker Carlson getting over 100 million viewers. Thursday Live, deep state rushes Trump indictment as New World Order loses narrative control over economy, COVID jabs, Ukraine war, climate change, border, and more. Oh, I guess it was the other headline for National Journal with Harrison Smith. So scroll down. It was a perfect headline up there. That was good, too. But just scroll down, guys, for me. Just humor me. Yeah, just scroll down. Yeah, to the next show. Yeah, a little faster. There you go. The American Journal. Fox threatens to silence Tucker after he proves mainstream media is extinct. And see, this is bigger than Tucker. 104 million views for a 10-minute show shot in his living room. And then the national news declares it anti-Semitic and declares it a failure. These people are delusional, and they think we're delusional. They're crazy. And so now Fox News is saying, we're going to sue you and not let you have your free speech. Then now the show will have 200 million views each time. You don't have indentured servitude in America. His contract doesn't say he can't do interviews or can't speak or can't do a show. It says he can't do it on cable television. But the contract, he just can refuse the contract now and not get paid the money, which he doesn't even care about. It's just crazy. I'm going to get more into this, but look at this headline. Tucker Carlson debuts Twitter program by attacking Ukraine's Jewish president. What the hell does that have to do with it? Meanwhile, the New York Times runs articles about how, well, they're actually good Nazis in Ukraine. Tucker's first episode has 34 plus times more views than his old show, The Definition of Defeat. I mean, you heard it in Business Insider and CNN and others. I mean, this is a crushing defeat. I mean, if a top quarterback left one team where he only threw passes for 20 touchdowns and then he threw passes for 500 touchdowns, that's failure. You go from 20 touchdowns to 500, that's failure, folks. That's failure. I mean, if Mario Andretti won every race in history, that's failure, okay? You know, Mike Tyson in his prime winning, you know, 10, 15 bouts in a row, that's failure, folks. That's failure. When you win and have the top numbers ever, that's failure. When you have 80,000 viewers and are total losers, that's winning. That's CNN.
This is CNN.
This is the mind, and two men can have a baby. And the Easter Bunny is real. And Santa Claus really comes down the chimney. I said I'd get to the other news. Let me give you the big news here. I should have come right out of the break and said this. So I asked the producers this morning to try to get to the bottom of the Jamie Foxx situation, which we pretty much have gotten to the bottom. First, the media a month ago said, oh, he didn't have a stroke. That's fake news. He's fine. Then, well, he's learning to walk again and did have a stroke, and he did take the shot. And then I saw him put out a video we'll play coming up next segment. Very short, we said, listen, I know a lot of you are asking questions, and I want to just say I appreciate you asking those questions. Thanks for asking the questions. He's talking about the shots specifically. So we get McCullough on last break, and I talked to him briefly. He's coming on next segment. And I said, what's these photos we see of you with Jamie Foxx? Is this accurate? Are you in contact with him? He said, yes. So he's coming on with the big scoop next segment. Probably should have said that at the start of the segment. You know, here's a photo of Dr. Peter McCullough with Fox before he took the shot. But Fox was aware of the shot. He didn't want to take the shot. He talked to McCullough about it last year and was getting pissed they were pressuring him to. And now it's come out that indeed he did take multiple shots and knows the shot did it. And that is reportedly going to be coming out very, very soon. Very, very soon, ladies and gentlemen. So look for Dr. Peter McCullough next segment. All right, so we've got that information. Oh, and that's only a small part of the vaccine news, the poison shot news. COVID propaganda roundup. Pfizer new mRNA shots sickened infants in April 2021 and covered it up, including causing miscarriages. Liberal. Here's another one. London Guardian. Illegal vaccine linked to Gulf War syndrome, maiming hundreds of thousands, killing thousands. Now, we broke this back at the time of the second Gulf War, and it was broke back in the first Gulf War, and of course, in that Jesse Ventura program with Dr. Rima Labo, we talked all about this with the squalene, and now London Guardian, the government says squalene was added illegally, and it caused the autoimmune response. You know what's similar to squalene? The nanotech lipids they're putting on the shots now. It's just stronger. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly. Oh, London Guardian, the most liberal, respected publication. The government has now come out in the United States and the UK and said it's conclusive squalene did it. A day late, a dollar short, and a lot of dead and maimed. They know exactly what they're doing. Boy, how's that Alex Jones tip jar doing now? You fill the Grand Canyon with it, ladies and gentlemen. But again, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I say two men can't have a baby, and there are X and Y chromosomes. So that's coming up. Also, all over the U.S., all over Canada, all over Germany, all over the U.K., all over France, they're arresting peaceful Christians for even silently praying. That's coming up. And the EU has announced a plan to take the American people's speech. And the woman literally sounds like Dr. Evil, crossed with Klaus Schwab, who's the same thing as Dr. Evil. And, you know, we told you this was all coming. Organic meat production, just as bad for the climate. Study finds, London Guardian. And then another one, eating local produce actually is not good for the earth and needs to be banned. Local organic produce is the worst thing. Giant factory farms and bugs created in warehouses is what you're going to eat. I'm not kidding. We're going to be getting to all that. And also, sticking your head in a noose and jumping off your kitchen table is very good, too. Actually, it'll kill you. Don't do that. But, wow. I mean, you just talk about all-out murder of reality. They are doing it. But with one hand, they're like, yeah, the squalene killed a bunch of people. But, hey. Oh, and it turns out actually meat's really good for you, but we got to ban it. And, always decades later, oh, we lied to you then, but now we're going to tell you, later about how we lied to you. Oh, we injected black people with syphilis for 40 years secretly, but we're just not going to tell you about it. We're sorry now, after everybody that did it's dead. They're always sorry later. So that's all coming up. We've got quite the broadcast lined up. Oh, and the fires all over Canada that all started the same week, all tied to arsonists, just like Antifa got caught all over California and the West Coast in 2020 during the election setting fires. They're not even letting the firefighters fight it. They're not calling up reserves because it's all part of bringing Canada into a crisis. New York blacked out with smoke. Air traffic has been shut down since yesterday. This is what happens when the bureaucracy decides to let civilization collapse. We must take back control of our governments from these lunatics. You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlively. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, and TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Fortunę tango populera, sila tipu socelis. Fortu amici populera, sutra di prebelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you again so much for supporting. Thank you so much. I know a lot of you guys are saying what's going on here and what's going on there with some of the stories. Love y'all.
All right, so he just put that out yesterday, thanking people for trying to investigate what's happening with him. And Dr. Peter McCullough ended up talking to Jamie Foxx, who was concerned about the shots previously. And we've got a photo here of them meeting. And now they tried to cover up. He had a stroke. They tried to cover up what's going on. But investigative journalists have talked to the hospital and to family and others and say, no, indeed, Jamie believes it's the shot. Dr. McCullough will obviously be talking to Jamie here very, very soon. Again, but this is a big deal. Unlike Delmar Hamlin, who kept quiet about the shot, what happened with him, and he had to be resuscitated, he did die. He was brought back to life. we can get, you know, Jamie Foxx to go public with this, it is going to really save a lot of lives for future people. So Dr. Peter McCullough was able to pop in on short notice. I really appreciate him coming on. TWC.health, TWC.health. Doc, so much to talk about here. Thanks for coming on short notice. But Stalin said, one man dies is a tragedy, 10,000 dies is a statistic. Jamie Foxx is a really likable guy. The folks that know him, what you see on TV is, and then the movies is what you get in person. He also, you know, grew up in the town next to where I grew up. I know folks that actually went to school with him say he's a great guy. You've got a chance to know him. I guess he reached out to you and you educated him on shots. What's the intel we've got on this?
Yeah, I don't have direct knowledge of what happened to Fox, but I know Hollywood reporter A.J. Benz said that, you know, people close to the situation that he was forced to take one in order to be on scene to shoot his most recent movie in Atlanta. And then he collapsed with a stroke, as Benz reports it, that he had at least temporary paralysis and cortical blindness. Now, I had talked to Fox in 2021. He wanted to meet me. We had a private conversation. But you can imagine, Alex, you know, he understood the risks of these vaccines. Now, if that video is from yesterday, I'm glad to see it. His voice looks changed. He doesn't look like the same Jamie Foxx that we know. He's younger than me, Alex, very fit and strong, didn't need this vaccine. And boy, it's known to cause stroke, which can ruin people.
Well, the big news is that indeed you do know him. He did reach out to you. Can you elaborate? I know you're a doctor. He's a private guy. But as much as you can tell us, I mean, we talked off air. You did give me some info that he was concerned about the shots. That's a big piece of news right there. Because that's what the investigative journalist said, that he was pissed off. Now, another journalist says, no, Fox knew about the shots. He was educated. He didn't want to take them, but they pressured him to do it. Ice Cube lost, what was it, $9 million on a major movie last year because he wouldn't take the shots. So we're confirming he was upset. He was concerned. Before this, talking to you, what can you tell us he asked you?
Well, you know, what I can say is we simply had a private conversation, and, you know, he wanted to take pictures, a great guy. But at that time, that was 2021. You know, I had already testified in the U.S. Senate. I'd given multiple interviews. I was clear, you know, in the first year of the vaccine campaign that we weren't seeing safety data that assured us at all. In fact, there had been clearly reports of stroke, intracranial hemorrhage. It was happening with all the vaccines. And to hear that Fox had any neurologic event is concerning. He's young and fit. The vaccines were not medically necessary, not clinically indicated. They don't stop transmission, and they don't stop severe outcomes of COVID. No movie scene should be requiring them at all.
Well, specifically, because just people want to know, and I know you've discussed this on other shows, he has a real opportunity here versus what Delmar Hamlin did. Can you speak to that, and can you confirm that when you guys talked, such in the press, that he reached out to you because he was concerned about the shots?
Yeah, I mean, that's the general context of our conversation for sure. And, you know, I'd be happy to you know, talk with Fox, go on with him, or work with his daughter. The same thing with Damar Hamlin. You know, Damar Hamlin went on with Michael Strahan a couple months afterwards and said he didn't want to talk about the cause of his injury. And a month later, he comes out with a conclusion that it was commotio cordis, or a blow to the chest. You know, we rejected that immediately since the shoulder pads protect the chest, and there's tackles like that every day. Hamlin had a primary cardiac arrest on the field. If he returns to pro football, he'll be the first professional athlete to ever have a primary cardiac arrest and return to the field to play with no defibrillator, taking the risks that it could happen again. These public figures have an opportunity, an obligation to help warn others and get America through this crisis, but they need to come out and tell people what happened.
I was in Steven Crowder Studios yesterday, and I was talking to one of the young lady producers there, whose boyfriend's father, who was 60 years old, a marathon runner, in perfect health, he was pressured into taking the Pfizer shot before he was going to go see his other son in California 2 years ago, took it, died of a stroke that night, and they, of course, believe it's the shot. But you're obviously the heart expert, but clearly people in really good shape, there seems to be a correlation to it being even worse. Is that accurate?
It's true. We believe the myocarditis for sure, Alex. A paper by Castro Yuda and colleagues shows the vaccine circulates in the blood for at least a month, maybe longer. So all those workouts keeps drawing more vaccine into the heart muscle. It installs the genetic code for the lethal Wuhan spike protein. Spike protein damages the heart and causes myocarditis. So we've seen athlete after athlete go down. Dr. Polycritus and myself published in the European literature that before COVID, the rate of all these European athletes out there playing aged under 35, pro and semi-pro, cardiac arrests before COVID, 29 per year. Now that number is over 800 per year, so about a tenfold. That number now is, 823 per year. So it's a marked elevation. And we have a situation now where let me just correct that number. The number per year is 283, so it's roughly a tenfold increase from baseline. And we have a situation where John Stockton in the United States is keeping track, and there are hundreds and hundreds of high school, college, and pro athletes in the United States that have gone down.
Well, plus, don't we also know that a lot of these heart problems don't ever even get reported?
It's true. If an autopsy is not done, what we hear is we hear death of no cause. Now, Alex, before COVID-19, we always knew the cause. It's 40% heart disease, 40% cancer, 20% other causes like a drug overdose or suicide. But we always know the cause of death. What we're seeing now is death after death after death and no reported cause. I'm suspicious that it's the COVID-19 vaccine.
Absolutely. And the insurance companies know it too. So you made a really great point, but I'd like you just to repeat it, or I can play the clip when you're on a program making the point about Delmar Hamlin and the opportunity that if it was the shot that Jamie Foxx has to make to the world. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, all the public figures, Jamie Foxx, Damar Hamlin, Justin Bieber, we can go on and on. Those that are injured by the vaccines, and they can come forward with doctors. And I think in a very careful and reasonable way, explain what happened to them and why others need to be aware of these vaccine injuries, disabilities, and deaths. If they don't take on their responsibility as public figures to warn others, more Americans and people across the world will be damaged, and sadly, some will die.
And it's just terrible. I ran into parents who'd lost their children at the premiere of The Great Awakening that you're a big part of here in Austin last weekend. And I had to turn away from like Ernest Ramirez and others talking to him because I could see the tears in his eyes. I have children. I just couldn't handle the stress. And I'm not trying to be a wimp. I don't know how you do it being a medical doctor traveling the country and seeing the carnage. And I know for doctors, you have to learn to like psychologically just stay on target, stay on the job. But when you're looking at the parents and you've got children and it's a threat to your children, it's a feeling of anger, disgust, nausea, and I'm not saying I want violence, but they're carrying out violence against us. They're gain of functioning. They gave more money to Peter Daszak. And at a certain point, I'm not saying we need to launch attacks on these people because they'll spin that and turn us into the bad guys. But at a certain point, you know, people that are worse than Joseph Mengele need to be held accountable. How do we do that? I mean, I know first we destroy them in the court of public opinion. That's been happening. But it seems like they're charging up and getting ready for a new pandemic, a new power grab. They're telling us it's coming. And I'm not going to just sit here and take it.
Me neither, Alex. I want everyone to join me in my call to remove all COVID-19 vaccines from the market. I made that call in the U.S. Senate December 7th, 2022. If everybody declined every shot in this country, the entire COVID vaccine agenda would fall. And we need to get ready for another pandemic. Remember, Fauci has said this. Tedros has said this. It's going to be a respiratory virus, almost certainly. And all the papers I've reviewed indicate that. And so we should be ready with a nasal virucidal washes and gargles as the first line of defense. Nutraceuticals and supplements, immune system. Everybody needs to get ready. And, you know, myself, my team, and others will devise treatments for whatever comes next. But please don't sit in lockdown and wait for a vaccine. It didn't work for COVID. It's not going to work for a new pandemic.
And again, I'm not a prestigious doctor like you or all these virologists that are prestigious we've had on, but They never came up with a vaccine for a cold virus because they knew if you gave it during the pandemic, it would cause horrible mutations. I mean, that's like a 101 thing that I took like, you know, one course in community college on biology and a few in high school, and I already knew that. So they knew exactly what they were doing.
Well, they made a massive, massive miscalculation here. They made the pandemic far worse with worldwide mass vaccination. Even a safe and effective vaccine only should have been used when roughly 2.7 million seniors in congregate living facilities, at most, we should have never mass vaccinated. You know, Alex, it turns out 75% of Americans, according to the COVID Community States Program, took a shot. 75%, that's a huge number. Fortunately, 25% of us didn't, and the unvaccinated far and away are healthier, stronger, and everyone is so happy with the decision to decline the COVID vaccine.
In the few minutes we have left, because I know you've got another big show you've got to do, Dr. Peter McCullough is our guest. People should write down TWC.health. They're excellent folks. They're sponsors of this show. Medical doctors, scientists, researchers, great people across the board, not just with COVID needs, but your online telepharmacy and more. TWC.health, TWC.health. But, Doc, what about other big developments in COVID land and the big global power grab through that? What are some of the other things on your radar screen?
We're very worried about the WHO takeover. They are actually now positioning for basically control, dominion over all plants, animals, and humans through this global treaty. The only pathway now is actually follow Trump. Trump's instincts were right. We should have pulled out of the WHO. If this goes through and you know, United States signs, and actually the Biden administrations indicate they'll sign. So the WHO will have binding authority in international law to actually begin to effectuate its globalistic plan. And that could involve changing various resources, land resources, food resources. We already see this happening in the Netherlands, by the way. In the Netherlands, there is a movement, and the government is doing this with NGOs. They are going to take half of the farms, the dairy-producing cattle farms in the Netherlands, half, and put these guys out of business. They're going to put an intentional constraint on the food supply. It's happening in the Netherlands. We just need to watch them as the example. Recently, announcement in Ireland to do something similar.
And they're pushing it here in the United States. I have two articles right here, London Guardian. Organic meat production is just as bad for the climate. Study says it should be banned. So now nitrogen and cows are bad. We're all carbon-based life forms, folks. Another one, is eating local produce really actually good for the planet or better? The answer is no. Local food is bad. These people are engaged in a giant concerted power grab. What about these reports? Zero Hedge article. COVID propaganda roundup, Pfizer new mRNA shots sicken infants in April 2021, and that's in pregnancy and lactation, cumulative review. I don't know if you've seen that study. And then a huge article, again in The Guardian, illegal vaccine linked to Gulf War syndrome, the illegal introduction of squalene causing autoimmune response. Well, hell, I had scientists on when they did this, covering the fact, but why are they suddenly admitting so much of this? What's happening, Dr. McCullough?
I think everyone's running for cover right now. Everybody involved in these vaccines are either a subject or a target of investigations now. It's clear the U.S. was deep into vaccine development as, in a sense, a biological countermeasure. They're also in the business of developing biological threats. That's what all these biolabs are doing, including the Wuhan Institute of Technology. There is a ton of culpability. SARS-CoV-2 getting out of the Wuhan lab, which all the agencies agree exactly has happened, has made the entire world sick. Millions of people needlessly hospitalized or died, all at the hands of biological threat research that is largely driven by U.S. government agencies. They are in a ton of trouble, and they're all running for cover.
That's right. Getting back to Jamie Foxx. We know how big Hollywood stars live their lives on average. They're surrounded by managers and then their family and friends that become like a surveillance system for the managers. Their entourage normally is somewhat disloyal. We know that about Kanye West, and then he kind of went wild and, you know, off the rails because in response to that. But Fox reached out to you. I know people that know Fox that told me when this first started that no, it was the shot, and you know they're indeed friends with him, but they told me don't talk about it yet. Let him do it. So they're gonna have a problem when Fox reached out to you, met with you. You know, all these sources say it was the shot, but we know there's people around him trying to suppress this. But I don't think he'll be like Delmar Hamlin. I think he's going to go public. And quite frankly, I'd tell him, I think he's in danger till he goes public because he's so famous, so liked that he could really fully break the back of these guys because their back's broken, but not completely. You know, the globalists are having trouble even walking, but this would basically cut their head off. I mean, not just break their back, but decapitate them if he comes out and tells what happened. So I think he is in a lot of danger, because Hollywood's basically a mafia run organization until he goes public. So I would encourage, Jamie Foxx to reach out to Dr. Peter McCullough now, and to tell him what's happened and to go public if indeed this is what has happened. And all the evidence points towards that. I'd say we're 95% sure. So what's the best way for people that can get a message? Because I'm sure Mike Tyson knows him. He's friends with him. Mike called. They said, no, he can't even talk. It's the shot. He's pissed off. Mike said that, and then they attacked Mike, and Mike said, well, I did talk to him. They did say that. Now investigative journalists say the same thing. My source told me this. He's friends with Jamie. So I'm going to leave it at that. But how can people have Jamie Foxx reach back out to you? How can we get you guys connected?
They can, they're free to contact me through my website, petermccullohmd.com. They can easily get a hold of me. You know, Foxx's entourage seemed very perceptive and intelligent. Mike Tyson, actually, when he went on Valuetainment with Patrick Bet-David, gave a straight story. I think AJ Benz is also doing the same. Foxx has a daughter. He doesn't have too many relatives out there, but I'm glad he's able to speak for himself if indeed that clip is accurate. So all these public figures should go on with qualified doctors. Don't try to do it themselves. And then we can help explain what happened and what the implications are for the public.
Well, sure. To be clear, I'm not saying his entourage is bad. I don't know them. I'm just saying the norm is the entourages are parasitic and work with Hollywood to control their family member. And you're right. Fox seems to have a better group around him because they've been telling folks what's going on. So I quite frankly, I guess Fox is trying to get to the point where he can't talk. Because I saw a video 4 days ago where he tried to talk but had to cut it off. He was unable. 4 or 5 words in. It seems like, just like Fetterman, he can get 6, 7, 8 words out and then it fails. Do we know neurologically why that is?
Well, during the recovery phase from a stroke, and we have to learn if it's a ischemic stroke or hemorrhagic stroke and what the intervention was, there is an opportunity for recovery. And it sounds like he took the option for inpatient rehab, which is a very intensive way, but it's smart because after a stroke, Alex, there's about 6 months where the brain can relearn all these different activities and people can try to get back to as close as they can to normal. After that, the deficits become relatively permanent.
Incredible. All right, doctors, for joining us, TWC.health, TWC.health. Mark it down, put it on your refrigerator. In the last minute and a half we have, any other key tidbits you'd like to pass on?
You know, the big update now is that when the CDC ACIP panel put COVID-19 vaccines on for children at 6 months and up, it's caused a reevaluation of the entire vaccine schedule. Because if the ACIP is willing to do that, it means they're not looking for safety. And now we are carefully evaluating. It looks like the bundle of shots that are given in some children cause a febrile seizure, and that may be the trigger for autism. So we're doing a lot of work in that area.
Wow. If you had to describe this as a football game against the medical psycho cartel, are we in the third quarter, the fourth quarter? Who's winning?
I think we're just maybe between the first and the second quarter. They have the upper hand with this vaccine ideology. But, we're working hard just to get fair balance and the truth. We're not anti-vaxxer. We're just now vaccine risk aware. And with that type of understanding and context, we're doing a lot more research.
How are you doing with all the persecution behind the scenes? I know you don't like to get into it. You're used to, you know, push forward. Don't make it about you. But how are you doing with all the persecution?
I'm holding holding strong. I'm working on, a variety of issues right now. I've moved my practice to McKinney and seeing patients there with vaccine injuries and managing people with other medical problems. So I'm holding up. And again, Alex, it's not about me or you. It's really about our audience, Americans, And we're trying to reach as many as we can because we're trying to help them through this crisis and prepare for the next one.
Absolutely. Dr. Peter McCullough, thank you so much. All right. Wanted to get him on with an update on that. And obviously there's more to it, but you know, when somebody, a doctor talks to somebody in confidence, they don't want to get into everything that was said, but, Jamie Foxx knows what's going on. That's exactly what I was told by my other source. He was really being pressured by Hollywood to take the shots and, reportedly did it. And he's now lucky to be alive. And he can still die. You know, once this stuff starts growing in you, you better take a lot of ivermectin, the doctors say. You better purify yourself, because, and the weird thing is the better the shape you're in, the worse. Because it just gets pumped into your heart muscles, pumped into your brain. All right. There's so much we're going to be hitting next hour with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. And you definitely do not want to miss any of that information. We're going to cover the waterfront with him. But you talk about the dam breaking. I still can't get over the Wall Street Journal in a 20-something page report confirming giant pedophile rings protected online using Italian food code words and how big tech knows about it and is protecting it. That's exactly what's in the WikiLeaks and Jeffrey Epstein and the Clintons and the Podestas. But remember, Tony Podesta ran a 2007 multi-page article in the Washington Post about, quote, dangerous art showing his pedophile art. I mean, these people are just over the top. And this is their pedophilic coming out. That's what's going on. So we're being vindicated. We're winning hearts and minds every day. But those of us at the tip of the spear are under attack. So we need your prayer, your word of mouth, so we're more effective, and your financial support. Plus, we make it easy. Now, I told you, X3 was sold out more than 6 months. The three good types of iodine, the deep earth crystal iodine, two other types, sugar for your whole immune system, your body, your electrochemical system, your mind. You've got to get it. You've got to take it. Plus, it funds the operation. I told you that the sale had to end on Tuesday or Wednesday. And then I got back yesterday from Dallas, and we've got some new specials we're going to launch. I've got to cut ads for them. They're good specials. They're limited specials because we're so low on inventory. And we're not going to get more X3 for months and months and months. But we liked it when it's almost sold out, go back to full price. So that'll sell out the interim. And then we end up getting, you know, the funds we need. But I just want people to have this product. And so I'm going to go ahead and leave it on sale until Saturday. And then the sale will end, and then it'll just be a week of product we have left, just because it feels like the right thing to do. And I want to encourage people that have never had X3 and never experienced true iodine in your body. It takes about 15 days to kick in. But take a few drops a day and see what it does for you. Also, Turbo Force. We've already sold like 80% of it out. It's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. 10 hours of clean energy. We have super high quality nitric boost to clean out your blood. Everybody should be on that. We have super high quality full spectrum CBD for your neurological systems and more. It's discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, we have ultimate krill oil. That sale's got to end in the next few days. But this is close to selling out as well. It's the highest grade of krill oil. But the key is getting your X3 while you still can for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you humbly for taking action and keeping us on air. But you need this product. All I want is your word of mouth and to tell people to tune into the show and to share the clips. And you're doing it, and it's having a bigger effect than ever. And please keep us on air while still getting great products. I mean, you really need to get our full-spectrum CBD oil, still good for your joints and bones and your neurological systems. You really need to get our ultimate krill oil, ultimate fish oil. You really need Turbo Force Sour Clean Energy. Everybody needs X3, the tri-iodine. It'll take everything in your body to the next level. Most people have iodine deficiencies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get X3. It doesn't just fund the operation. These are game-changing products. These are amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com. Also back in stock, the essential oil-infused charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste is over-the-top excellent. Also, finally back in stock, limited shipment, we have the ultimate tooth-whitening toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste, infused essential oils, back in stock, some toothpaste back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action now.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply.
Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form for a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism. Get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Good morning, everybody. I wanted to touch on this one this morning. It's getting so bad that I don't think people really truly understand what's going on. If you haven't heard the latest up here in Canada, BC's on fire, the East Coast is on fire, and now Quebec. Quebec, all in one day, the entire province caught fire on a beautiful day. This is planned, and I'll tell you why it's planned. They want to move people out of the countryside into cities. Then they want to lock them down in 15-minute cities. How do you do that? Contaminate the air, contaminate the water, and so on. They started contaminating the water, as you know, in the past few months. And now, with train derailments and all that stuff, all across North America, not just in Canada. And that was purposefully done to contaminate water sources and then justify people's relocation by saying the water is contaminated, you can't stay here. Or the air is contaminated, you can't stay here. Relocating them into whatever, hotels or different establishments within city limits. This is all a ploy and a plan to get people into cities to implement their smart cities, and it's the only way they can control you. First, they have to go to digital currency and get you into smart cities. This is happening, and this is real. This is evil. This is pure evil. It's our time to fight back. We need to, I'm actually totally surprised that there isn't complete and utter outrage and an uprising like this world has never seen before, because this is what we need to take our countries back. Complete outrage and an uprising. Nothing less is going to do. Nothing less is going to make this place a better world. I mean, we have to take our country back. And the way we do that is we expel those that are destroying our way of life. And what I mean by exposing them is getting them out of power, forcing them one way or the other. They don't want to go willingly. That's fine. We'll help them out the door. Anyway, that's it for today. Happy Sunday. Stay free.
Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, one of my favorite preachers, super smart and articulate, has one of the biggest ministries in the country, a giant, very successful church that actually empowers and feeds the people, actually have farms in Florida. He is going to be joining us coming up next segment. He's had a lot of really important, smart things to say, so I really begged him to come on. He's a busy guy, but he's going to join us for the balance of the hour coming up. I'm going to play a couple-minute clip when we come back of his warning to DeSantis, and then we're going to get into the big picture. Why is evil so out in the open? How intense is it going to get before Christ's return? What can we do to fight it? What is the right response biblically to it? But Target selling T-shirts that say we're going to guillotine Christians and we're going to put your child in a Satan cult, an adult skeleton giving a fire of pedophilia to a baby skeleton. We're going to beat your brains out, and it's just everywhere. We're going to be violent. The governor's spokesperson saying we're going to shoot and kill Christians. In Arizona, so many examples of them saying now, no, we're violent, and this is a permanent revolution of pride. Well, pride goeth before a fall. And we have the Pentagon now having the troops salute the rainbow flag. That's when a flag captures your country. It's now this ideology. And the Chi-Coms are funding it. Of course, they've outlawed it in their country. It's a very, very dangerous time. But this is what the fall of Western civilization looks like. This is what open satanic offensives look like. But we know how it all ends. Evil always extincts itself. It always implodes. The question is, will it take all of us with them? Well, that's what Satan wants. He knows he's already lost. He wants to take us with him to the Phantom Zone, to hell. So we're going to be talking to Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on the other side. Revival.com. Can't forget that. R-E-V-I-V-A-L. Revival.com. Bookmark it. I watch his sermons at least once a week. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlavely. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2. Now into hour number 2 of this live Thursday, June 8th, 2023 transmission. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is not just a very successful and powerful pastor, one of the biggest churches in the country based in Western Florida. He's also a really smart political mind and grew up in South Africa. So he understands how the New World Order takes over and destroys societies. We're going to talk about it all with him today, but he issued a news report. He issues them daily with a warning to Ron DeSantis that I totally agree with. Here's part of that report.
All right. So, governor, you know, we voted for you for governor. We actually voted for you to be in office as governor. So, I mean, you know, I know you're excited about running for president. However, here's the thing. The people that you have around you were all the ones that helped take down 45. So I want to throw something out to you. That just maybe you're being kissed by many of the deep state. Watch this now. I'm just throwing this out, Governor. So they're promising you the White House. What they do, they're luring you out of your position here in the state of Florida because they know that you're not going to win the White House. I know they say you are, but I know how this thing works. You'll never make it there. I'm not being negative. But they took out the best in the business, number 45. So this is a lure to bring you out and then just move you out of Florida. They already have who's lined up to be the next president of the United States. And you won't be governor. And they'll replace you in the state of Florida with the one they want. All I needed to see that Jeb Bush was with you, and it told me everything, everything. Because I've really studied the Bush crime cartel. So just saying, somebody said, oh, he'll make it. Well, I can't see it happening. I know too much, Governor. Unfortunately, we've never spoken. I've never met you in person. But I'm just saying, we'll see. We'll see. And everything you wanted to do, 45 was doing. Just saying. The latest I heard is that you are going to take a center point on abortion. These are now secret recordings coming out about you. You're going to move to the center on abortion, like a Clinton-esque move. Somebody said true or not? I don't know. This is what's been rumored, Governor. My advice, this is just me, I'm a nobody. Stay Governor. And wait for 28.
All right. It's broke all over the news. John Solomon, Jack Posobiec, and the feds have confirmed they met with Trump's lawyers and have said he should be ready to be indicted as early as next week. The Justice Department will not hold off on the indictment during a complaint that there's been a judicial and a prosecutorial misconduct, and that they have witnesses and whistleblowers that were offered judgeships if they would testify against 45. And these are good sources we've got, but kind of like we told you, hey, they're going to indict Trump next week a few months ago, and it was 2 weeks later. So I would guess in about 2 weeks, because they're saying next week, I'd guess it'll be a little bit longer, but I would look for Trump to be indicted on the so-called Mar-a-Lago, you know, classified documents the next few weeks. They've got other indictments ready. These are federal indictments. This is a constitutional crisis. We'll look at that. We'll look at why evil is just out of the open on its hind legs. What does Pastor Brown expect to happen next? And so much more. Pastor, I've got a lot of questions, but I'd like you to lead us in a prayer either now or at the end of the hour for discernment and awakening and protection for those of us that are, you know, trying to be under God's providence. But it's just great to have you here with us.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's been quite a while. Let's pray right now, and then I'll pray at the end too. Father, I pray for every person watching right now. I even pray for Alex, his whole team, as we are speaking what really is the truth and what has been hidden, and some of it in plain sight. And I pray supernatural protection over your people, Father, as we keep our eyes on you. You'll keep us in perfect peace. Thank you that even now, the plan of the enemy is being brought to nothing. Pull the wheels off of Pharaoh's chariots. Wreak total havoc in the camp of the wicked. Whatever they're planning behind closed doors, rip it to shreds. And Lord, you've done this down through the years, over the centuries. You could do it again in 2023. And I just pray a blessing upon each viewer watching right now, Father, the many facing crisis in their own life, that people would surrender their life to you and just cry out to you and just do that right now, right where you are. Just say, Lord Jesus, help me. And just tell him, I give you control of my life. And when you do that, he will come and get involved. God's going to get involved in your life as much as you want him. If you just keep him on a Sunday morning, that's where he'll be. But if you want him 24/7, he'll be right there. And the Holy Spirit's right there with you right now to help you. So I want to encourage you with that. So anyway, Alex, it's like the whole planet's gone totally nuts since we lost talks.
It has.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I'm concerned about, this whole thing of indicting Trump, especially with people trying to get everybody to protest and stuff. Now, I told our church, we are not protesting. I'll tell you what we will be doing. We have massive phone campaigns that will launch, letters, emails, and we will phone. What they want to do is to get everybody protesting, as a fact, get riots in the streets so they can blame conservatives, which is like a dumb move. Whoever are the voices saying, we all need to take to the streets and protest, that's just playing right into their hands. So that's not the way to go, really. It's like when January the 6th took place, and I warned everybody, don't go to D.C. It's a setup.
You did do that, by the way, because I didn't hear that when you said it, but in hindsight, I saw where you said it for weeks ahead of time.
Yes, sir, because I knew some of our people, man, we're going to go and be there in D.C. I said, stay as far away from Washington, D.C. as possible, because I knew what they're trying to do is label any person that's a conservative as a right-wing terrorist so that they can implement even further what they want to do. So if you labeled or totally taken, that's why we cannot promote violence. We can't do that. Even though we Second Amendment, we give away guns at our church, we have a gun club. I tell the people, that's for your personal protection. But this has got nothing to do with
overthrowing governments or whatever. They, the weaponry they have, as you know, they can nuke your house from a satellite to where you wouldn't even know that you had a house. They'll melt it from it, from one of the, you know, anyway. The bottom line is, we have to stay focused in what God's called us to do. Keep exposing what's going on. Keep speaking out. Obviously, you get labeled as a crazy nut job, whatever, but that's just what they do to push the whole thing aside. Well, you're a conspiracy theorist. Amazing how, Alex, when you started this all those years ago on that Access channel, everything you said down through the years, it's all happened. There's nothing that you've said that hasn't come to pass. And you, all you've been doing is exposing what documents were already out there that were becoming declassified. So everybody says, well, you're making this stuff up. No, we're not. So as you know, I mean, I came out with not locking the church down because I had these pandemic flu preparedness kits that were given to me in 2005, which said there's no pandemic yet. You'll be told when there is one. And there's two N95 respirators, four surgical masks, and some hand sanitizer. And on the package, it's printed in China, all from the Vancouver, Washington site inside the pamphlet. 15 days to slow the spread, 6 foot separation. I mean, the whole thing was, 2005. So Bush was going to quarantine whole cities back in 05. So, you know, people say, you're crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist. No, we have the facts. This was brought to me by a member of the Department of Defense. So
that's right. And since you broke that a year and a half ago, people were able to buy those and find those. And a lot of people actually had those that had gotten them as well. And so it's a true story. And we actually found the congressional funding for it under the whole BioShield program. So the whole Rockefeller CIA system had this plandemic, this Operation Lockstep, ready in 2005. They didn't pull the trigger. And now the UN is saying they ended the last pandemic to pose as saviors and say that a new pandemic is coming. So I'm really concerned about them trying that again. Pastor, what do you think they're going to try to pull next to maintain their control?
Well, they've already passed the digital ID passport for vaccines and stuff. So that's going worldwide. That's what we have to fight on a large scale. All the ID documents, especially when it's relationship to vaccines, because they want to implement. So what I feel is, obviously, it's the law before the storm. They're going to let it get through the next election of 2024. And then in 25, they're going to come with another pandemic, which I believe bodies will be dropping dead in the streets, so that everybody freaks out and goes, oh, my God, this thing's really real. We have to take another shot or whatever. I don't think it's going to work. And let me tell you why I don't think it's going to work. I think they're going to implement this stuff, but I think it's really backfired. Now, because we did a tour through Africa. I went through Ghana, Namibia, Southern Africa, and through Zambia. Many of the Africans, they never took vaccines. So people say they're heavily vaccinated. They're not.
They had the lowest rate in the world, less than 6%.
Totally. And I'm talking to people all over the world right now. They're shaking my hand. They're saying, we never took the vaccine. They said, when you got arrested, they told me, when you got arrested, that made us stand. We never took the vaccine, even in countries that were imposing it. I'm talking about Germany. I got people, families in Germany never touched the vaccine. So it's not like what people say. They obviously are saying, somebody said, well, the vaccines were dispensed. They flushed it down the toilet. So this whole thing is failing on them. And even with Pfizer and Moderna moving outside of America or whatever, and they're trying to hide. I mean, obviously, somebody said, well, we can't do a class action lawsuit. What I personally feel, we need to find every person, individual, behind these companies and start suing them personally, putting liens on their houses, their properties, their companies, whatever they do. Maybe you can't touch Moderna or Pfizer, but you can find all the perpetrators and go after them in lawsuits. So that's another angle that we have to look at. But I feel, obviously, you can see they're so totally frantic. I mean, you take the whole LGBTQ movement right now. And I posted this the other day. 144 days on American calendar is devoted to LGBTQ plus people. 144 days. How's that happen? February the 19th, 23rd is Aromantic Spectrum Awareness Week. March the 21st through 25th, LGBTQ plus Health Awareness Week. March 31st, Transgender Day of Visibility. April the 6th, International Asexuality Day. April the 13th, International Day of Pink. Day Opposing Homophobia, April the 14th, Day of Silence, April 26th, Lesbian Visibility Day, May the 17th, International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia, May the 19th, Agenda Pride Day, May the 22nd, Harvey Milk Day, May the 25th, Pansexual, Pan-Romantic, and Awareness Day, June the 1st through the 30th is Pride Month. This is my birthday month. Every time I have a birthday, it's this stinking Pride Month. Okay, June the 23rd, Stonewall Day. June the 28th, International LGBTQ Plus Day. June the 14th, International Non-Binary People Day. 16th of July, International Drag Day. September the 16th through 23rd, Bisexual Awareness Week. September the 23rd, Celebrate Bisexuality Day. October the 1st through 31, LGBTQ History Month. Are you kidding me? October the 8th, International Lesbian Day. October the 11th, National Coming Out Day. October the 17th through 24th, Gender Fluid Visibility Week. October the 19th, International Pronoun Day. October the 19th, Spirit Day Support for LGBTQ Youth. October the 23rd through 29th, Asexual Awareness Week. October the 26th, Intersex Awareness Day. November the 1st through the 31st, Transgender Awareness Month. Now, these are marginalized people. 144 days of the year dedicated to total mental problems. And it's all to corrupt our youth, our children, our youth, and basically to push this whole agenda of what they
and
want to do.
And by the way, just to interrupt,
family.
Starting over, because is that a Google calendar? Because I know Google won't even show Christmas or Christ or anything Christian. This is a total assault, and it's funded by the big corporations, by the Carnegie Endowment, by the Tavistock Institute, by the CIA. They admit it's to destroy families, atomize us, and literally sexualize children. From a spiritual, Christian, biblical perspective, why is this Satan's main push?
Because he knows if he can get the children, if they can get a child from the age of 0 to 7 and indoctrinate them, basically they've got them. That's why we have to take our children out of public schools. We have to homeschool the kids. And in some places where you can homeschool, start co-ops. And you're just going to have to train your children. Somebody said, it's costly to do that. It's costly the other side. Because once they take your child and they take him from kindergarten all the way to university. By the time your kid is finished at 24, they're finished. They're done. They'll never be what they were intended to be. They will indoctrinate them and take them in a way which really useless degrees, huge student debt loans, and basically non-functioning members of society, which is what they want you to be. Basically.
And all the ongoing surgeries and that just wreck their bodies. And I mean, this is a scientifically developed cult. People keep asking, how bad can it get? Because we, haven't talked in probably 6 months or so. Things have gotten three times crazier. What is the limit of this evil? How far will it go? Because the Bible says if God did not intervene, no flesh would be spared. So that sounds pretty bad.
Yeah. And the Bible says, as it was in the day of Noah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. So basically, when Jesus comes, again, we're going to see exactly what was taking place back then. Obviously, it's more sophisticated now. Everything's technology. Everything's at the speed of light. People can check everything out on their phones. They didn't have access to this 1,000 years ago. But sin is still sin. And people were still corrupt back then, sacrificing babies. They've always been that. Humankind has always done that. Without God, they've wanted to appease their gods, and they sacrificed children, which we see that taking place with abortion and just everything that's now. I mean, you see the babies removed, and then you see euthanasia of the elderly. So hundreds of thousands of older people have been put to death. It's also human sacrifice, whichever way you look at it. And I was actually talking to an ambassador of a country this last week. He came to see me. And he said to me, our population should be close to 1 million people in our country right now. He said, we're down to like 350,000. So I said, what are you talking about? He said, they have been targeting our nation for years. They've been vaccinating and injecting our people, and our people are dying. And so I said, that is the common agenda of what they're trying to do worldwide across Africa and in parts of Europe, even as you know what's happening in France and Italy and Germany and everything in the European
sperm counts are down in the West 90%.
Yeah, and even in England. I mean, if you look at what's happening in England right now, I would say England is like a test country. They're testing everything of what they want to do on the UK. And the Brits, you know, I love England. I've been to England, been to London, been all over England. And I'm just looking at a country that's just, they don't even know what's hit them. They have no clue what's hit them. They don't even know what to do. I mean, the houses of parliament have been totally taken over. Everything in the government's taken over. And now they've got what? The king, who is the protector of faiths, all faiths, which really you should be protector of one faith, which is Christianity, you know. So you just look at this. But on the other side, on the flip side, because as you know, Alex, I'm not like a negative person. When you see what God is doing, it's pretty amazing what's taking place.
I was about to say, we're seeing record awakenings. Tucker Carlson had 5 million viewers. Now he got 104 million viewers as of this morning for his 10-minute show from his living room. I mean, that just shows the system is dead.
It's failing on every front. And we are seeing people that are being touched coming out of LGBTQ movement by the power of God, totally changing their pronouns back to the original and totally coming to Christ. It's the most amazing thing that's happening right now. So this is not something that we've even targeted. We haven't even talked about it. We just preached the gospel, and kids are getting saved. Their lives are being turned around. Kids that were suicidal tried 4 times to kill themselves. People that were in the process of moving, you know, changing their gender are now coming, just finding out who they are in Christ, realizing that the devil's a liar. The devil's lied to them about who they thought they were, you know, and now they realize.
And
that
by the way, RFK mentions this. I want to play a clip and get your take on this, that we're swimming in chemicals that then confuse people. They even have an admitted Pentagon program to do this. It's called the Pentagon Gay Bomb. I'm not joking. Look it up. Even BBC reported it. Here's a short clip of Kennedy.
Kids are being overwhelmed by a tsunami. I mean, they're swimming through a soup of toxic chemicals today, and many of those are endocrine disruptors. There's atrazine throughout our water supply. Atrazine, by the way, if you in a lab put atrazine in a tank full of frogs, it will chemically castrate and forcibly feminize every frog in there, and 10% of the frogs, the male frogs, will turn into fully viable females able to produce viable eggs.
And again, it's not that Alex Jones was right. When I said that 12 years ago, I was reading a Berkeley scientific report on that with one type of frogs, but it turns out it's bending genders. It's not turning us into a woman if you're a man, but it's definitely feminizing you and taking the edge off your masculinity, and then you can be confused. Pastor, it's all part of a larger plan, isn't it?
No question. And then even what they're doing through radio waves and what they're doing by satellite. So, I mean, obviously, I have my own views on this, but you remember that second debate when Trump went to the medical facility in Ohio and he was debating Biden? You remember that one?
Yes.
And Trump looked totally confused. Now, I am convinced, I don't have proof of it, that they were actually putting a ray on him to totally scramble him. Because when I was watching, I was going, who is that? That's not 45. That's not 45. He was slow in his reaction. He couldn't even put a sentence together. And I was watching. Oh no, they're doing something to him. Which, first of all,
by the way, let me just back you up. It was even in the New York Times about a month ago that microwaves and cell towers can control your behavior, and the government's developed systems that can make you happy, confused, nauseous, sexually excited, and even kill you. So what you're saying is true, and I remember that.
Yeah, and so then what are they doing by way of cell phones affecting people? Because they know when you got your cell phone, they know exactly who you are. People are putting their health stuff in. They've got the heart monitors in there. They can put their blood pressure. They can put everything in there. So then if I could send a signal through a cell phone, basically to start speeding up your heart, anxiety attacks, heart palpitations, and all this kind of stuff, people think they're dying, but they're actually being blasted by technology. So, and again, I know there's people watching think we make this stuff up, but Alex, it's true. It's what's taking place. Because, put it this way, I've had to pray a lot over the last 4 years because of what, you know, we make a stand. And when you make a stand, you get targeted. So if I told you all the stuff that we've been targeted right here with the church and just everything, you wouldn't even believe it.
No, Pastor, I know. I've not told the audience stuff either because they just have no idea when you're prominent what it's like. We'll be right back. Please stay with us, sir. So much to cover on the other side.
All I want is your word of mouth and to tell people to tune into the show and to share the clips. And you're doing it. It's having a bigger effect than ever. And please keep us on air while still getting great products. I mean, you really need to get our full spectrum CBD oil. So good for your joints and bones and your neurological systems. You really need to get our ultimate krill oil, ultimate fish oil. You really need Turbo Force and our clean energy. Everybody needs X3, the tri-iodine. It'll take everything in your body to the next level. Most people have iodine deficiencies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get X3. It doesn't just fund the operation. These are game-changing products. These are amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com. Also back in stock, the essential oil-infused charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste is over-the-top excellent. Also, finally back in stock, limited shipment, we have the ultimate tooth whitening toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste, infused essential oils, back in stock. Some toothpaste back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action now.
Sold out for more than a year. We now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let me tell you something. If I lived on the west coast of Florida, near Tampa and Sarasota, that whole area, I would be every week at Pastor Brown's church. You can also watch it online, and we'll give you that URL here in a moment. You really cannot forget it. It's revival.com. And I was asking him to talk about some of the things he's doing on his digital ministry and his in-person ministry. But he wants to talk about the 2024 election, what he's seeing as he just traveled across a whole bunch of states. I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing as well, because that's an important intel report to the listeners and viewers. But first, I cannot operate and stay on air without your help. We've taken on Soros and the CIA and all the stuff they've done. I'm not going to sit here and complain about it. I asked for this job. I got it. Same thing the Pastor Brown's talking about. Same thing McCullough. They're harassing the living snot out of him, suing him, stalking him, attacking him, trying to pay people to lie about him. But that's okay. We're men. We ask for this. We pray for, you know, God's protection, and we wouldn't be anywhere else. But we need money to prosecute these fights. Plus, I got products you need. And one of the biggest lies of the enemy in the last few years is that I've got hundreds of millions of dollars laying around. I don't have $1 million extra laying around, okay? It's all lies. Plus, I have products you need. So I need folks to get these products, like X3, the missing link in most people's body is iodine. This is the purest best. It's still on sale, but that's got to end soon. Or our 10-hour clean energy from all natural sources, Turbo Force, or Ultimate Krill Oil. It's the highest rated krill oil and fish oil. I've got to end this sale in the next few days. Some of this stuff's up to 40% off because we're running out of it. And we're trying to get back on our feet into the black enough to buy enough product and enough books and films to where we can stabilize and then hire a bunch of reporters back and get on the offense, like Owen Schroyer and Rob and others last night confronting James Comey. And it went super viral, millions of views today. And like Pastor Brown said, mindlessly protesting so Antifa can attack you doesn't do anything. But if you go to book signings and events or TV programs and get hardcore questions of these globalists, that's one of the most effective. Or phone calls, emails, going to congressional events, talking to them. Owen and the crew went last night. A bunch of other people showed up, confronted him about being a criminal, about his persecution of Trump, the American people. And it literally millions of views on Twitter alone. It's a big news story, and now others are going to do it. We did a chain reaction in 2016 with Bill Clinton's a rapist. So we're trying to say Trump was a rapist. Wasn't true. Thousands of people confronted him. Hundreds got on the news, and it's credited with defeating Hillary. And that's why Hillary turned the CIA loose on us. I knew it was going to happen. I just want to stay in the fight. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get products you need. Get a Great Reset War of the World book. Get some of the films. Get a Alex Jones for President shirt, though it's basically sold out. It's limited edition. Or Trump Political Prisoner shirt. Just take action. But whatever you do, spread the word about the live broadcast. And when this archive interview with Pastor Brown is posted a couple hours from now to band.video, share it like your life depends on it, because it really does. They're planning the next attack. But Pastor Brown, tell us about your ministry, and for folks that obviously aren't in Florida who can't come physically, how they can be part of the amazing work you do. You know, you're very well spoken and subdued on my show, but you're pretty fiery and powerful up there on the podium, and so people can get both sides of you. How do people find you? What are the great resources you've got for folks at revival.com?
Well, obviously revival.com, and then revivaltv.com. We also on Dish and Direct TV every night. Last night was 1,090 days of The Stand. So The Stand is basically whatever the WHO said not to do, we do. And we're going Sunday night to Friday night. And, you know, in the middle of the summer, a couple of hundred people are there because it's not a major event. It's just called The Stand. But we live around the world on satellite. We cover the globe on satellite to millions and millions of homes. And I just did a six-city tour. We started in Columbus, South Carolina. We were in Cincinnati, went to Big Spring, Texas, and then I was on to San Leandro, California. I went down to Tijuana one night, and then I was in San Diego. And what I've been doing is I've been going out like 2 hours before the meeting starts, and I've been just shaking hands with everybody in the queues. And they can't believe that I'm speaking that night, but I'm shaking hands with everybody. And it's been amazing, especially California. When I got to California, the people said, we never bowed, we never took the vax. I'm actually going to plan a six-city tour right through California, north to south, yeah, in the next couple of months. But there's many Californians that are fighting on every front, and they're making a stand. But so it was so positive. I was just shocked to see how many people that just said, no, we're not bowing. We'll stand till the last. And amazing things that are happening. Anyway, towards the end of this month, we have two events happening here. The last week, which is, I'll give you the dates right now. There's so many dates in my head. The 23rd through the 30th is our summer fire camp meeting. And so it's 8 days, Sunday to Sunday, two meetings a day. People come from all over. We had our ministers conference here, 50 countries, 52 countries in 50 states. There was just on 7,000 people that came. So then we have our summer camp meeting the week before, which will be the 19th, 20, 21, and 22 is our youth and kids week. So we'll have up to close to 4,500 young people come on the property, and we just minister to them. So we got the kids separate, we got the youth separate, we minister to them because they have many, many great needs. And the reports coming back of those youth and kids when they get back to their churches, they're revolutionizing their churches. They're getting up to testify on Sunday morning. Adults are crying. They're getting the kids to pray for the adults. So this, you know, obviously there's a target against our young people, but we have to counteract that, and we bring them into the presence of the Lord. We actually teach them, we show them the devil has a plan for you, but God has a plan for you. And you ask kids, how many know that you're born for a reason, for a purpose? And they all raise their hand, but they don't know what that is. And I mean, I've got some amazing.
And we can tell them when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. Those children will be our future standard.
Totally. So we've got kids now that are 18, 19, 20 that are graduating from our university because we're 26 years old, 25 years old as a university. But they were 3, 4, 5 years old when they were first touched. And now they're graduating. So it's the most, we just had the big 25th, graduation of River University. I still want you to come here and just come for a couple of days, come hang out, come see what's going on. Because I think it would encourage you and all the people, you know, everybody knows what's going on. There's nobody here walking around in the dark. They don't understand.
And, well, take the Tucker Carlson thing. He had 5 million viewers a night, tens of millions online, 104 million views as of this morning. Guys, I bet it's 110 million today in his one program. Now Fox is saying he doesn't have free speech, threatening to sue him off of Twitter, and all his lawyers agree, and I talked to him yesterday, they can't block the First Amendment. They can't stop him. He's already said, you know, if they want to keep the money, that's fine, but they are literally saying we want him sidelined in the 2024 election. That is, don't they know that's only going to blow up in their face that much bigger?
It's going to blow up totally. And I'm very excited. From my travels in America, I'm really overjoyed by what I see happening. America's not done yet. And God's hands on this land. And what I want to just encourage you, Alex, what you've been doing for years has paid off. And there's nothing they can do. I mean, you dropped a megaton bomb in the middle of the New World Order, and they are imploding from the inside. All they can do is just get even more frantic, which another couple of false flags, do something in some major areas, whatever. But they failed. They failed. I would go on record as saying that you probably helped set them back 30 to 40 years in what they wanted to do.
Well, I want to be clear about this. It was the Holy Spirit, not me. I was literally touched by God and the Holy Spirit when I've been on air about 2 years. One night after I'd done my show for several hours by myself eating a chicken fried steak, and the restaurant was almost empty, and I felt the presence of God and like the angels, and I was being told, this is all going to happen. You're going to really wake people up. It's going to then trigger the whole next generation of resistance. But are you willing to do this? You're going to get hurt pretty bad. And are you ready for this? And I said, yes, I want to do it. But it was like so strong. I wasn't hearing God's voice. I was completely feeling it in every cell of my body. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
I totally understand because that's what I feel. And that's why we're running even now to 300 cities of the world, you know. And basically what we're doing is mobilizing everybody to win souls, because the way you change our society.
Pastor, we got to go to break. Stay right there. How we change it, how we fight, what happens when we come back. But I'll be clear. It was people point at Alex Jones. They say, that's the epicenter. It was not me. It was the Holy Spirit. It was God. 100% all glory to God. But yes, God is real and told me what was going to happen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR, of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
You need to get coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know. Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral Fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.
There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is, you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We have a special guest coming up in studio, author, researcher, one of the co-hosts with Tim Pool. And then, of course, we've got Drew Hernandez, who's also a pastor and a great talk show host, interviewing Owen Schroyer here in studio, who confronted Comey last night, along with a bunch of other great people. Rob Agueros, that was also there, he's going to be here. It's all over the news, them just asking him simple questions and them being thrown out for peacefully asking questions. That's coming up in the fourth hour ahead of Owen hosting the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show. But, Pastor, you got cut off by that hard break, that satellite break. You were talking about just the incredible awakening you're seeing. You've testified that you've seen it getting bigger and bigger. Is this the biggest amount of energy and awakening you've seen? Because I see it. I was getting probably 5% hate, in the last 6-7 years out in public. I'd you know, go to a mall, grocery store, airport, walk down the street, and, you know, every 10th car would stop and jump out and want to take pictures, and most of them were fans. But after I passed 100 cars, somebody would jump out and say, I want to kill you, you're a Russian agent. Now it's been 10 months, and I've been confronted one time by somebody like that. Used to happen almost every day. Every time I went out, I had to get used to it.
and my family had to get used to it. But now it's almost not even happening. So I see leftists looking at me with hate, but they keep their mouth shut now. It's something's really changed. And for people that aren't public figures like yourself or myself, they don't get to see that. They don't know how much we're winning hearts and minds. But for those of us that are prominent, we get the negative. We also get to see the positive of really a litmus test. So please continue.
Okay, so look, I'm a controversial person before I came out with the stuff on government and talking along the lines that you do, because obviously my meetings, we have the power of God, the joy, which in many circles of the church, they think I'm a hypnotist, I'm the devil. They make up all kinds of crap about me. I just laugh because whatever. I mean, you can't even
you're supposed to get high off the Holy Spirit. I could be sitting alone in my bedroom and get it. I mean, it's the greatest feeling in the universe.
I know, but they don't believe in that. So anyway, there'll even be comments on your show about me being on you. I wouldn't listen to anything Pastor Ronnie Howard Brown has to say. He's whatever. So they go right back to what they think is the problem. But let me just tell you, wherever we go in the world, now, this last conference, we had people fly in from Holland. Our church in Holland, Amsterdam, that's exploded. And then there were probably three young evangelists that came in from Holland. They're all different. They're not part of the same group. When I tell you what's happening with thousands of young Dutch people through what God is doing, it's like we sat, I mean, my jaw dropped open. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. All these kids were touched 30 years ago in my meetings when I was in the 90s in Holland. They were like children. Now they've got major ministries. They're outside of the religious structure because the religious structure
doesn't
like
it. You're having time to see the seeds God planted with you through them, through you. You're seeing them grow into mighty oaks.
It's mind-blowing. So, like, I've got so much excitement about Holland, which you know they're taking all the farms and all the stuff they're doing. But when you see the young people that are being raised up, and these guys don't care. They just don't care. They're not even bothered by anything. And the same thing's happening in Germany. The same thing's happening in France. The same thing's happening in Italy. The same thing's happening in the UK. So
you're saying a new reformation or a new renaissance is starting?
It's happening, Alex. And there's people, they watch you all the time. I mean, I will get response from this from Europe. People can say, I just saw you on Alex Jones. So the bottom line is it's your voice. And then our voice speaking out, but I've got to be careful because a lot of people want me to come do political stuff and political rally. I say, look, I'm not doing that. I must stay doing what I'm doing, winning souls, getting people's hearts turned around, getting people under the power of God, because that's when their lives change. If they have an encounter with God, then they know this is not like, it's not like, okay, I'm going to give them some information, and it's my information versus their information. When God comes and touches them, when his power comes on them, suddenly it's like Saul on the road to Damascus. They have a head-on collision, and their whole life changes.
No, I totally agree, because I'm here with information, but we're debating their false info, our real info. But if they have the Holy Ghost experience, that then shifts it all. So lead us, first, reach out to folks who don't believe in God that have been cynical. A lot of them are listening. They don't know the power. If they just experience it, they don't have to believe in God. If they just reach out to God and say, I do believe, God will show them. I mean, what's the proper way, or the most Christian way, spiritual way, for people to reach out to God and to test the Spirit, but have that Spirit come to them and show them so they can really be touched by this and realize it's a whole new universe that they don't know about?
Okay, so here's what I tell people. People say, well, I don't believe in God, I'm an atheist, or I'm agnostic, or whatever. I say, listen, the best thing that you can do tonight when you lie down on your bed, before you go to sleep, say this out loud. God, if you are real, if you are really real, as Alex and Rodney said today, then reveal yourself to me. And just do that. Just pray that every night over the next 4 or 5 nights. Watch what starts to happen in your life. I promise you, God will come and reveal himself to you. And maybe you're watching right now and you want to give your life to the Lord. Just pray this after me. It's very simple. Just say, Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me in your blood. Thank you that you died for me on the cross of Calvary, that you were buried for me and you rose from the dead for me, and that you're coming back again for me. From today, I will serve you. And I pray this now in faith in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, that's, somebody said, it's that simple. Yes. It's that simple. It's not complicated. You don't have to go through seven circumcisions. You don't have to.
Well, but Pastor, we could talk for hours about this, but the time we have, I've had the experience, and other people have the experience, that though the devil will start coming after you more, and from my experience with other prominent people that I convinced that Christ was real and they should do this, some of them then had demonic attacks, which showed them how real Jesus was even more. And then they really got, you know, the armor on and really got the blood of Jesus, and the problem stopped. But doesn't the devil sometimes really come after folks that weren't aware as soon as they reach out? You don't just have God trying to come in. Doesn't the devil sometimes start revealing himself, and people need to know that's an issue?
I mean, there is that aspect of it, but the way I look at it, most people, they're already under the control of the devil. They're on drugs, alcohol. They're already on medication for mental problems or whatever. So, and I'm not saying the enemy won't come after you. I mean, I've been serving the Lord since I was 5, and there have been many attacks against my life. But what happens is you get to recognize them, and you get to see where they are. And God, by the Holy Spirit, always keeps you steps ahead of the enemy. So God will always warn you. God will speak to you in the night hour in a dream. God will show you what's taking place, and you stay ahead of the enemy. And then you have the power of the Word of God, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. So that's why we've got to fill ourselves with the Word of God, so that Word of God comes out of us when you're under pressure. So yes, there will be attacks, but you'll attack back. And the way I tell people to attack back, if the devil attacks you, go and tell many, say, today I'm going to talk to 5 people about Jesus. So the moment the enemy attacks you, say, I'm going to go pray for somebody today that's hurting. I'm going to go put my hands on them. I'm going to pray for people that are hurting, and I'm going to go tell somebody about Jesus today.
I was praying just last week before I went to bed, and I said, God, what do I do with these attacks? And he said, pray for people, help people, and just go out and do good and promote Christ. Just ignore the devil. Just get behind me, Satan.
Basically, the biggest insult you can give the devil is to ignore him, which Psalm 23 says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So I tell our church, the greatest insult you can give your enemy is to sit at a banquet table while your enemy is standing right there and he's railing on you, and you're sitting eating at the banquet table. You're feasting and you ignore him, totally ignore him, because what the devil tries to do is draw you out into an area that he can get you fighting in the flesh. Get you fighting in the natural, then he takes you out. Oh, I'm going to take my gun, I'm going to go, well, how long is that going to last? The weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but a mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, bringing into captivity every thought. So we control our minds by the Word of God, and we live out of our spirits, and we do only what God tells us to do. So people will come say, come over here, do this, and you go, I can't do that right now. Well, why not? I don't have the release to do that right now. They'll think, well, you're trying to be spiritual or whatever. But it's not that. We must, in this time that we're living in, only do what God tells us to do. I tell that to all our business people. I even tell that to all the government leaders that are coming. And Alex, if I told you, which I'll tell you privately when I can, if I tell you all the stuff that's happening in the realm of governments of the world that's taking place right now, it's mind-blowing.
Spiritual warfare has been turned on high, and it's only going to get more insane. Pastor Brown, come back as soon as you can. Revival.com. Best interview yet. People can find your books, your films, all that as well at Revival.com. God bless you, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
We're praying for you, Alex.
Thank you. I need it. Thank you. Wow, what a great guy. He's dead on. Yeah, and I didn't bring up the devil attacking you to give the devil power, folks. I just want people to understand that this is real. This is not a game. So when you dial into Jesus, you better be fully dialed in. Because this is real. This is 100% real. And the devil is real, but God is real as well and infinitely more powerful. All right, we got a special guest coming in. We'll tell you all about him when he gets here. We're going to air this special report by, we'll talk about it in a minute.
All I want is your word of mouth and to tell people to tune into the show and to share the clips. And you're doing it, and it's having a bigger effect than ever. And please keep us on air while still getting great products. I mean, you really need to get our full spectrum CBD oil, still good for your joints and bones and your neurological systems. You really need to get our ultimate krill oil, ultimate fish oil. You really need Turbo Force Sour Clean Energy. Everybody needs X3, the tri-iodine. It'll take everything in your body to the next level. Most people have iodine deficiencies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get X3. It doesn't just fund the operation. These are game-changing products. These are amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com, also back in stock, the essential oil-infused
charcoal, Axe-Body charcoal toothpaste is over the top excellent. Also, finally back in stock, limited shipment, we have the ultimate tooth whitening toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste infused essential oils, back in stock. The toothpaste back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action now. Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson to take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand, please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
During the biggest fire catastrophe in Canadian history, on June 2nd, there were over 100 forest fires in Quebec, with 10 of them out of control. The province's fire prevention agency says it only has the ability to fight 30 fires. This massive outbreak of fires was captured by longtime geological watchdog YouTube channel Dutch Sensei.
Here's last night. Here's today. All of southeast Quebec just caught on fire, guys. All of it. Insane. Insane. Look at that. The whole thing. All at once.
Michael Janich of the Dutch Sensei channel has been monitoring earthquakes and other geological activity for years, successfully predicting earthquakes and issuing warnings when the USGS won't. Janich has often reported on fires that break out along the edge of the plate craton, or fires that break out around volcanoes.
All the way across central Mexico from over here, following all the way across over to here. All fires, all at once, all yesterday. Not normal. We don't normally see this. So that being said, I want to just show you what's there, and we'll just go zoom in from over here all the way across to here. Let's just zoom in the middle. Well, we could start over on the left side, or in the middle, you'll see a bunch of little dots on the ground. As I zoom in, you'll see they're changed from dots to actual volcanoes. These are all volcanoes. Every single one of these, the big ones and the small ones.
And he's captured images of what appears to be directed energy weapons sparking California wildfires in 2020. But the fires from last week were not along the edge of the craton or near a volcano, as far as we know. The only other explanations would be that it was man-made, and there was no sign of a directed energy weapon.
It's not just a Canadian forest fire problem anymore. I'm gonna have to say it, guys. It looks like you got a problem going on up there that might be related to, I don't know. What do you think? You think that these fires might be related to, I don't know. What do you think? Terrorism? Directed energy weapon? War? The Russians? Chinese? What? Ourselves? All the above? Whatever. This level? You're going to burn out everybody? You're going to burn out all the natural wildlife and everything? Come on, man. Even if you're an anarchist or something. Come on, guys. Look, dude. I don't see you burning down the Federal Reserve. Not that you want to. I'm not telling you to. I didn't say that.
There was evidence of arson in the American West Coast wildfires. And U.S. climate czar John Kerry just called out for his instinct rebellion mob to be more militant.
We have to fight on multiple fronts simultaneously. This is the biggest organizational effort that I think we have faced, certainly since World War II, but perhaps ever. We got to push more. We got to be more militant, maybe.
Just like California and Australia, these fires will be blamed on cow farts and human civilization. The captured government of Canada is telling the people to stay out of the woods. They are ignoring volunteer firemen and asking Trudeau for the military and foreign workers to rebuild. The New World Order needs an excuse to lock us down one more time. And this could be it. Burning people out of their homes is an old tactic used for stealing their land. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Shane Cashman is a staff writer with Tim Kass and a very successful popular author of Tales from the Inverted World and more comes up next on the other side. We go to the Joyless Kingdom with Shane Cashman straight ahead. Sold out for more than a year. We now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right. I heard that a journalist was in town wanted to interview me. I mean, he worked for Tim Kass, and I looked at him like, oh, yeah, Shane Cashman. I've done some great podcasts with him. Like, I think the biggest podcast of Culture War that Tim Pool's done is our episode together. I'm like, wow, I'd love to have him as a guest, actually. So we bumped a guest today to get him in here. So Shane Cashman, sir, he wants to cover the waterfront. He's kind of doubling here so we can do an interview, too, for a news article he's writing for TimCast.com. He's at Shane Cashman on Twitter. So Shane, we got the rest of the hour here to cover so many wild subjects. You got three pages of notes there. So I guess you're kind of in charge now. Go ahead.
Oh no. Well, it's so good to be here.
Good to have you.
Thank you for having me. It's crazy to be here today, which happens to be the birthday of the artist formerly known as Kanye West. So happy birthday to Ye. And we share a connection with Ye because I was with him right after he was here last.
So you were able to interview him right after he did that?
Yeah, the day or two after I was in LA.
And I was asking you what he really was doing. You say it was Andy Kaufman?
I think he's being Andy Kaufman. I think it's a bit performance. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff he believes that he's saying, but I think he truly is a performance artist and one of the best ones alive.
Well, I mean, we know he's a famous performance artist and one of the most famous, but so that was literally just to shock the world? Because I wasn't in on it. People asked, did you know it? No. He's like, no, I'm not going to praise the anti-Semitic stuff. I'm going to stop that. And I'm like, well, that's good because that's division. You say whatever you want.
Right.
And then he shows up with a mask 1 minute before airtime. And it was just, it went off the rails from there.
The net was right here.
Yahoo.
Yeah,
net, you're sitting where he sat right there.
It's amazing. No, I think it was a lot of performance. But, you know, I was saying if I was here that day when he was saying that the Nazis did good things, I would have said, well, America thought the same thing because we brought them over after Paperclip. You know?
Yeah, so exactly. You can't bash Kanye because he didn't bring 35,000 Nazis over and put them in charge of the whole government.
Right.
So that would have been a great comeback for him to the ADL. Like, hey, I mean, are you mad I didn't hire him like you did?
Right. The government did it. We got to the moon with him. But yeah, that was fun. So happy birthday to EA. So I don't know. I think he might be running for president still. I think that might still be a thing.
Yeah, I've been told that.
So it might happen. But yeah, no, it's good to be here.
So you don't think he's being blackmailed with tax stuff or something and was told to do that?
I think he just really knows how to burn the simulation. I think he knows what's going to, like, all the right buttons to press, because he's been doing the same thing his whole career. From his first song that went big with Jesus Walks, it was kind of taboo to say Jesus in a pop song, you know, and that kind of lit the world on fire. So every kind of cycle of Ye's career has been just this extension of turning the world on fire.
Including, I love...
Yep.
And see, the media is so disturbed, I can't even say that as a joke. They'll take it. Jones just said he loves Hitler. You know, it's like.
Yeah, no, I think it was performance. But he also said, I love the Jews.
He said, I love everybody.
He did say that. But yeah, no, if he runs, you know, I think it'd be interesting. I'm curious, what you're thinking now of, 2024. Are you like completely, like, is the country going to survive another election?
I'm not sure, but their plan is to have it not survive and collapse and they can reorganize it. Trump was like 10 points ahead of DeSantis. And then as soon as they indicted him in New York with that kangaroo operation, he went like 30 points ahead. Now they're getting ready to federally indict him next week or the week after. And these people are insane. I mean, they don't get the Streisand effect. You fire Tucker Carlson when he has 5 million viewers, and now he's got 105 million viewers in one day. I mean, it's not working here.
It's great seeing the indie media take over, because the corporate press has been so weaponized against all of us. You obviously.
Yeah, the corporate press committed suicide.
Oh yeah.
And then they keep thinking if they just shut us up, they'll be popular again. No, everybody else could be dead. No one's going to watch you. You understand that? Like, you could shut down every new person that comes up. A potato would have more viewers than CNN. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, no, I know. So are you into Trump running? Like, how are you with Trump these days?
Well, look, I'm not a pragmatist. I'm a realist. And so I don't make my decisions from a pragmatic perspective. I'm very ideological and really believe in what I want. Yep. But I'm a realist in that if I've got, you know, Joe Biden or Gavin Newsom, yeah, and they stole it from Trump to beginning. So it's like the public actually already elected him. So even if I don't like Trump at certain levels, the people elected him. So I'm going to respect that. And I do like Trump at a lot of levels.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be chumped at the same time. And he's still running around saying the vaccine's good. You know, he came out and said, oh, we're going to investigate the cause of autism. Well, I mean, okay, you're going to put a Band-Aid on the gunshot wound you just gave us? So that's a big deal. But getting rid of Roe v. Wade, securing the border, standing up to China, shipping jobs back, making us energy independent. I mean, you know, pulling us out of the UN, WHO. I mean, he did.
Abraham Accords.
So many, yes, peace deals, yep. Peace deals with North Korea. Yep. So many good things. But you can have the greatest dinner set there. And then if the waiter climbs up on the table and takes a dump everywhere, it kind of still ruins the meal.
It ruins the whole
thing. So I'm trying to like ignore all the crap that Trump spewed all over the table and kind of to bite around it.
Yeah.
But it really does have a bad smell.
Yep. I know.
Whereas Gavin Newsom is a giant pool of dead babies and rotting flesh. So right. I'm kind of like, well, I better just eat around this. And,
you know. I agree. There was so much I love about Trump. Also, he had right to try, which I thought was interesting. He passed that. But, the end of the pardons were tough. You know, as much as I like Lil Wayne, we should have had Julian Assange.
Yeah. Very insulting that it wasn't Julian Assange.
Yep. And, you know, but I'm willing. But what do you think about RFK? How are we with him these days?
I think he's totally for real. I mean, I think he's wrong on some issues. But now he's pro-gun. Now he wants to control the border. Now he says carbon taxes are a scam.
Yep.
The system hates him. He's trying to ignore him. And they're in panic mode over him right now because he's in a dead heat. Even Washington Post had a headline about that. Here's the hill. RFK Jr.'s rising profile sparks Democrat jitters. And there was a similar headline in the Washington Post where, like, he's the leader. I mean, he's smart. He's a Kennedy. He's a populist.
He understands what the CIA has done more than
they murdered his father and his uncle.
Yep. So, you know, that's the things that aren't appealing to him. To me about him are his stance on abortion. I think he's pro-choice,
mm-hmm.
You know, but it's at the state level now. So I don't know how much he can affect that. I'm not really sure where he's at with gun rights, but I know he's doing gun-free zones when he's talking. So, you know, which I understand, but.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, I don't know what he'll do with that moving forward. Again, hopefully.
Well, he came out and said the main issue is people on psychotropics are doing the mass shootings.
Right.
And he said, nobody's taking your guns. You have a right to self-defense.
Right.
The other Democrats are saying, we're going to take your guns. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, I'm going to take your semi-autos. So at least he's coming towards us. Doesn't mean I'm trusting him, yeah. But man, he's a reform of the Democratic Party.
Oh, yeah, he's
I mean, let's be clear. He's night and day compared to Joe Biden.
Oh my goodness. Joe Biden's a corpse.
But he's, exactly. And he's night and day compared to Obama.
Yeah, no, I know.
And so here are these phonies, total phonies. I mean, look, he's the real environmentalist out there. He gets toxic waste dumps cleaned up 40 years ago. And he's saying the carbon tax is a scam to transfer wealth into slavers. I mean, he gets it.
Yep.
And look, it's like Elon Musk saying to the globalists 3 months ago, the world government's bad. We shouldn't have it. Centralized power is evil. Your world government's bad. Whether Elon Musk is good or bad, those statements are irrevocable.
Yeah.
And they're definitely have pulled 59% of his funding. That shows me they're not happy with him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're attacking all of them. I mean, the second RFK and Elon did the space, New York Times already had the article ready to go, right? And they had so many qualifiers before they even got to his name, vaccine hesitant or whatever they were calling
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Here's the bigger question. Why is JFK or RFK Jr., why is Elon Musk, why are all these people suddenly sounding like Alex Jones? Any way you slice it, it shows they know there's the Great Awakening there. They bare minimum have to cater to it, yep. Which shows how far we've come. Regardless, we've got the ball, folks. Yep. Humanity wants freedom.
You can't deny the false reality that we're in. I mean, you've been talking about it for decades, and people, you know, kind of got with it when the Epstein thing broke. And they're like, oh, wow, Alex has been saying this for a long time. But all this stuff is kind of coming to fruition, and if you ignore it, then you're actually brain dead, right? Like, you have to. And
you actually believe two men can have a baby if you, right. Yeah.
Everything's upside down. So I think, you know, and COVID accelerated the false reality where, you know, we saw everything work in tandem to push the shot, to push lockdowns.
And I think it's the COVID power grab that blew up in their face. I mean, mm-hmm. I think they still had a shot at this, but the COVID, and people aren't forgetting about it. They're more and more they're understanding the abuse we just went through.
It backfired.
Backfire.
I mean, a lot of people bought into it. Trust me, I was in New York.
Oh, no, exactly. I mean, it worked for a minute.
Yeah, oh, for
sure. It's like a woman that's got a husband that breaks her jaw. Yep. She kind of buys into it the first few weeks, but later she's like, you know, he broke my jaw.
Yep. Some of those people will never forget the fear that the media put in their hearts from COVID, from lockdowns. I remember being on a trail in Bear Mountain, New York, and people had to skip. They were almost about to jump off the cliff. Rather doing that than walk by me on a path because I didn't have a mask.
Oh, I had people yell at me, and a guy goes, sick him, and his dog bites me in the arm because I wasn't wearing a mask.
Yep.
And then he called the police on me when I punched the dog in the head. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brainforce Plus is great. Brainforce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all of you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers
to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, tri-iodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
One of the contributors to Tim Cass, and also one of the writers over there, the great Tim Pool. And I wanted to ask you, what do you think is going to happen as the Great Awakening that's clearly here accelerates, and all these people that double down and serve the system, no matter how it abuses people, no matter how it lies, no matter what it does, the impending indictment of Trump, all this insanity, what's going to happen to them as they realize they're being betrayed by the very system they're willing to do anything for? And I think we answered our own question. These are followers. You think of the CIA or the Justice Department or the bureaucrats as like a James Bond character or Jason Bourne. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Hollywood. These are like mentally ill pedophiles, okay, and neurotics and schizophrenics with badges and guns who literally are completely dysfunctional. I mean, the reports come out of the way they live their lives. And I'm not saying all of them, but more and more they've recruited this dysfunctional weirdo group in charge, you know, like the guy stealing handbags that's in charge of the nuclear stockpile. And it's not just him. It's like everywhere. They're doing this to demoralize us, but then they think it gives them power, but then it discredits the system more. It's crazy.
As much as I love the talk of abolishing the CIA, the FBI, all of them, all the alphabet agencies, which needs to happen. RFK said it. I think Trump has said it. But the dark consequence of that is that once those people who are under those umbrellas are out, it's like we just have terrorists running loose, because that's what they are now in the government. They're people who want to seek harm. They seek harm on the American people, on all of us, right? So once they,
yeah, it's almost like they're controlled in those agencies,
right? And once they don't have that cover anymore, does that hate just stop in them?
I never thought of that. It's kind of like the Nazis made more trouble once they got beaten than when they,
right.
Oh,
it's terrifying.
God.
I don't want to, because I'm trying to be optimistic, though, because I still have...
Well, it's like Korea, and our veterans are great, but the whole motorcycle gangs, Hell's Angels, and all that was after Korea.
Right.
A bunch of guys came back who did not give a damn.
Right.
Oh, and yeah. It's like that was, you know, a big issue for people, because, you know, yeah. And the biker gangs were like angels compared to these people.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, yeah.
I mean, at least the Hell's Angels didn't want to kidnap your kids and screw them in the ass.
Right. They did some terrible stuff, but yeah, this is, we're on another.
Oh, they level. Killed other criminal groups and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. But, it's terrible to think about what these people will end up doing. But the people who bought into it who aren't in that system, who are just like the normal people in the world, there's a phrase or a word, I think it's called anomie. And I think it means like when someone confronts their God or their belief system, and there's proof that either, disproves it or they double down on their belief with that proof, or they accept it and they move on and have like a new worldview. So I see people doing that now. When we talk about the Elons and the RFKs are just normal people I know from New York. There were people who would vote liberal, mostly leftist. And when COVID happened, they saw how it was affecting their children. And it kind of made them open up and see like, okay, I got to stop buying into this belief system of the government going to help me. It's not my parent, right?
And I always forget his name. Who's the guy that, I love him as an actor, I hate his liberal policies, that plays the Shawshank Redemption guy? Tim Robbins, is that it?
Tim Robbins, yeah.
He's like totally awake now. Oh, it's, right. It's enslavement and Big Pharma's taking over our bodies and they're dehumanizing us and killing us. I mean, they've got a big problem.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just him. It's like across the board.
I think a lot of people are just really afraid to say it out loud because you look and see what happens. You know, the government, as far as I'm concerned, used to operate in blood, and it used to be assassinations, like RFK knows all about that. Then they moved into character assassinations, which I believe you know a lot about, right? And the character assassinations happened to people in the media. It happened to people, just you and me, right? So what scares me is now they're going to move back to the previous plan of the violence.
Well, I agree. In the old days, it was all about how many people can you put on the ground to kill people.
Right.
And back then, there was Russians and all mafias and, you know, the military, you know, was going around killing people in the U.S. People don't know that. They were naive. The death warrants were signed every hour. But it didn't work. The intimidation and murder didn't work. So it all went from human intel to digital starting in the 90s. And then the Clintons kind of continued the killing some themselves. But by the mid-90s, you know, killing's too hard. People that do the killing get blackmailed. The guys that do the killing figure out they get killed. Mm-hmm. The biggest problem is the guys they send to do the killing end up knowing they're going to get killed.
Right. Yeah. And it sounds crazy.
I actually had family that did that. Yeah. He died a few years ago, but his professional job in the Army as Army officer was he would just sit there like a Jason Bourne guy and they'd give him the orders. He'd go kill people.
Wow.
Here in the U.S. It was mainly mafias and stuff, but
right.
Then it got, people say you never got out of the CIA. That's not true. He got out of it at a certain point.
Right.
Because the stuff was criminal. And he said, I'm not doing that. They go, good. You passed the test. You're like, yeah, you passed the test. I'm not doing that. You really wanted me to do that. Now you claim, oh, you passed the test. You're a good guy. Cause that's how they test these units. Yep. And it's like, okay, now, wipe out the entire family. Yep. And say he killed the kids. No, I'm not doing that. It goes to the Tony Montana moment, which is fictional, but, you know, based in composite true stories where he goes, hey, I told you no women, no kids. Yep. There's kids in the car. I'm not going to blow them up.
Right.
But Tony Montana keeps his soul at that point.
Right.
No women, no kids.
No, people, it sounds crazy to a lot of people who aren't as plugged in as we might be. But, and I think we were talking about this earlier before we went on air. No matter how modern we look in this world with our suits and our nice cars and all these buildings, we are still just as barbaric as we've always been. Like, we're still doing human sacrifice. Abortion is sacrifice, I believe. The turning kids into the trans movement is a form of human sacrifice. And it reminds me of what went on in the Cultural Revolution, right, in China, where they're basically, you erase the history, you destroy the kids, and you get to rebuild the future. A dark, disgusting, depraved future, right?
They just want to play God, and they think we're weak because we won't target kids.
Right.
No, they're weak that they'll do it.
Right.
Because once you go over that cliff, I mean, take Latin America. 20 years ago, nobody would target kids. 30 years ago. And then suddenly one cartel leader who was the big boss, Escobar, began to target everybody. And then it was just and now MS-13 routinely just kills babies.
Oh, I know. It's,
I mean, right in front of their parents, blows toddlers' heads off. Like, what?
Oh, it's so dark.
And again, the bad mojo of that. Do I need to tell people what God does to you when you kill babies? I mean, it's not.
Oh, yeah, you're done. Your soul is done. And what we're experiencing on top of all that is this crazy trick that they've played on people to self-sacrifice, right? So we're seeing people just, they're offering themselves up to this demonic force.
Well, when you do that, it's just one thing to do an abortion, not know what you did. But when the left goes, I know I killed that little bastard. See,
that's it.
I love killing babies.
Right.
When you love it, you're done. You're fried. Yeah. And you see those people have dead eyes after that.
Oh, yeah.
You are literally becoming a slave of Satan. Satan needs you to commit a crime like that because God will remove in a spirit. And once that transmission's not on you, you're now perfect to be overlaid.
There's a trend on TikTok, I think it is. I think it's on TikTok where there's a bunch of young women talking about how they're haunted by the fetuses they aborted. And they have that, like,
call. Oh, I was haunted. I mean, I really believe it was a blob of tissue. I wasn't trying to get women pregnant, but I was extremely fertile. I got 4 children now. But when I was like 18, I could look at a woman get her pregnant. And these girls would usually tell me later, oh, I got an abortion, you know, blah, blah, give me $300.
Right.
It happened like five. And my dad, one time when I was like 18, found the abortion bill and just very coldly said, you're not my son. You need to quit killing my grandchildren. He said, I want you to get out of here by Saturday. It was like a Thursday because you got 2 days to get out of the house. And, And he said, I'm so ashamed of you. And, you know, and the weird thing was that over the next 6 months, I started having nightmares, being haunted about it. And then that's when I had that kind of wake up, come to Jesus moment again. But it's definitely real.
I think a lot more people need to have that moment right now. You know, the pastor made a great point about the strength of the power of prayer, right? A lot of people have turned so far from God now. We're in a godless society, and people have turned to nihilism. They kind of obey nihilism, which is terrifying. You know, I worked in colleges for a long time, and I saw these young kids who just had meaninglessness in their lives.
Let's talk about how we combat that. Go through the rest of your questions.
Yeah.
On the other side, Shane Cashman, at Shane Cashman. He works with the TimCast.com. We'll be right back. Wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlively. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR, of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Orange Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
I want to say Brainforce is great. I want to say TurboForce is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Shane Cashman came in to interview me for a TimCast, a big article. And he's a talk show host and co-host with him. I said, well, just come on the show. So here we are. But we were getting into the Great Awakening. As for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. Newtonian physics has been proven correct, at least in this realm, in the third dimension. And so as bad as evil gets, it only makes good rise that much more. And then there's our intention, how we guide that good and how we counter it. So as negative as things are, we should, you know, really have some positive, points here. But you were talking about when you got cut up by the break, working with young people in college and what you saw.
Yeah. Oh, it was terrible. You know, it was a Catholic college too, which is hilarious. But, you know, all of the caricatures that you think you see online, like something like Lives of TikTok, it was very much real in the colleges I worked at. I saw professors talking about the beauty of the Cultural Revolution. They never talked about the famine or the beheadings or the struggle sessions. They talked about the beauty of one giant government coming
together. Or the cannibalism.
Or the cannibalism. No, they don't talk about any of that. And then just on a micro level, I taught writing classes. And the way that the culture has shifted where it makes people afraid to even experiment in writing, right? To write as a different character, to say things that might be risky. It was just, everything was flat, everything was bland, and I was very sad for the state of art, because this is, I thought colleges should be the place where...
Well, that was the CIA plan starting in the 50s. Yeah. Architecture, art, culture, make it flat, make it ugly to be uninspiring. And what a group of creeps, man.
Oh, it sucks. It sucks. But we can change that. Like, I still have hope. You know, I think if you raise your kids right, we can build that better future.
Well, if they know they're being targeted to be flat, they're going to be the opposite of flat.
Right. Right. Christ is rebel king. That's what I've been thinking this whole time, right? And if you need to rebel against this crazy demonic world, you need to go to God, find that foundation, tell your kids about that foundation. Like, I'm very proud. Like, that took me a very long time to believe in God. I'm very stubborn. You know, I was an atheist for a very long time, but I knew it was important for my children as I was watching society get so godless that they need to have that foundation of God.
Well, whether you believe in it or not, and I know it's real, I've seen it, but it's the archetype. You've got to open up, at first, the universe. People don't believe in God. There's God that made this. And once you do, you're like, whoa, I'm above this now, because it's an energetic connection. You're not reaching out to your imagination. You're reaching out to something else outside you. Mm-hmm. And when you open that channel up, you're going to go, wait, I was already open up to all these other channels that didn't care about my free will.
Right.
Because only twisted energy will try to overpower your free will. The real energy of the universe will not do that.
Oh, no. No, I have such a lightness now in my life that I've actually, you know, believe in God now after so many years of darkness. And it wasn't all like I just had, you know, bad days. I've built a family and I did all these great things, but it took a long time for me to realize that. And now that I have, it's amazing. Right. And
well, it's like suddenly taking the blinders off.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's a lot.
The problem is you're not going to find it in these fake churches, which they do by design. So then, I mean, that's not God.
Oh no.
These fake churches, you know, there's nothing to do with it.
No, I see even in West Virginia where we're at, there's churches with pride flags. And you know, I have to tell my kids when they ask, I say that's just the covenant between God and man.
That's a captured church.
Oh yeah. That's a heretic church. But before I get into this next question, yeah, we could shift to something else. I figure since I'm here, I should address Elon Musk. And I think you have a different take on this, and it's fine.
No, I think the jury's out on him.
It's not even about that. I still think Elon needs to unban Alex Jones and Ye, two of the most important voices in the world today. And I know I've heard you say he probably shouldn't. And what was the reasoning behind that? Why did you think that?
They put so much evil energy onto me, like I'm the devil with the dumbed down mask, that he's barely hanging on. They've taken 59% of the revenue away. He may not win this fight. Right. That if he unbans me, he's basically unbanned almost everybody else. If he unbans me, I'm kind of like the token black sheep that has to be sacrificed. I don't agree with it, but I know why he's doing it. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to say I met and talked to Elon Musk lawyers or anything, but I mean, believe me, there's a lot of inside baseball here.
I hope so, because I think Twitter needs you now more than ever.
Well, you know, I don't want to get Elon in more trouble, but since he took over, have you looked at Twitter? I mean, Alex Jones is not banned on Twitter.
No, and
see,
right.
Here's the thing. I really want him to succeed,
yeah,
whether he's being a double face or triple cross or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Right now, he's going the right direction. But I mean, I can't help but tell the truth, and I really shouldn't even be saying all this, okay? Yeah. Look, we get like 10 million views a day on Twitter now.
Right. I see.
I mean, we were banned on there. We're not banned on there.
No, you're turning
and I'm not that good at tweeting. So the great part is, look,
Right.
Like, they banned Tucker Carlson because they are arrogant. That was real. Right. And now they want him. They're telling him he can't even have free speech. They're suing him because he had 104 million views in like, you know, a day and a half.
Yeah.
So that's real.
Yeah. No,
I mean, that's going on, but,
I see the numbers. I see Alex Jones on Twitter. I think I just would like that symbolic gesture, but I understand he's already got, you know, his feet to the flames, and I don't fully trust Elon for a lot of different reasons, but I love what he does with Twitter.
Well, let's just say this. People claim Trump was 3D chess. No, Trump's all instinct, all gut, which is 3D because it's your subconscious and unconscious. So Trump's a formidable source, but when he's wrong, it's really pig-headed. But with Elon, this is a 3D chess going on.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I can actually see his moves. And so I'm like, is this your moves? And he's like, yeah, that's my moves. Most people can't see my moves. But I'm like, but is your move a double cross later? I don't trust him. But I can see right now the moves he's making. I mean, it's devastating the New World Order.
My theory is that he secretly implanted the Neuralink in himself a long time ago. And that's why he can play these wild games and think so differently than most people. And I'll try to segue into the next thing by saying, Elon says he believes aliens don't exist, but now we have news out of that, the debrief, article that says the government has a non-human spacecraft. Where are you with that?
Look, this intelligence guy's for a real person. And he is the highest level intelligence operative since, Colonel Corso and a bunch of others to come out. So when they claim that, oh, he's the first high level intelligence officer to come out and say all this, Corso said, and he was involved in the project on record in the late 40s, that he saw the aliens, he saw the craft. So this new claim that, oh, this is the first person, but he didn't see it, he heard it from other people. This to me is the same Pentagon story about little retarded gray things in tin cans that came here from, you know, a trillion miles away or 25 light years away from, Betelgeuse or whatever, or the Dog Star. So no, this is part of a larger psyop to hide hidden craft, to hide advanced technology, and to create kind of a false alien invasion scenario if they need to later. But they've got the global warming thing and the climate change is one scam. They've got the virus releases another. They've got race wars another. They've got, power outages from hackers is another. They've got a lot of kill switches to get us to accept martial law. But they're warming the alien one up. They've kind of taken it out of the refrigerator and have kind of set it on the counter to warm up before they put it in the oven.
I agree.
So that's what's going on here.
I agree. I think when the smoke clears in New York City from these fires in Canada, they're going to see the fake UFO above, for the takeover. But,
by the way, you'd need kind of that haze to project one of the big holograms. It's kind of funny to say that.
Yeah, no, I've been thinking about blue beam a lot.
Yeah, now they're going to have these hearings in Congress about, oh, he talked to other whistleblowers, but he can't say who they are who saw the aliens. How do you know you didn't get shown a psyop of some craft and some rubber aliens?
Exactly. Remember when Annie Jacobson was on Rogan?
Yeah.
Like 4 or 5 years ago, she said, and she had a source for the book she wrote many years ago who claimed to have worked at Area 51, who said he saw surgically altered humans in a craft to look like aliens, just to freak out the Soviets.
Exactly. This is all a giant psyop that the U.S. has gotten alien. You just said it. Moon landings freak out the Soviets. We got aliens freak out the Soviets. Meanwhile, there was a real space program and a whole bunch of dead Air Force astronauts. We did go to the moon. And then for the public, they just had a staged event. But the guys they sent had already been there.
You think she went to the moon?
Oh, I know the guys that ran the operation. Right. Oh, I mean, you know, Raymond Tigg, before he died, I've been to his house many times. He worked with me, worked with my dad. He used to go camping and hunt with my dad and me. He was a good friend. If you look at the famous black and white Mission Control, he ran the cameras, he ran the radios, he ran the uplinks worldwide. He was the head of Mission Control, comms.
Why do you think we haven't gone back?
Well, he would always say he was going to tell me. He couldn't do it. But then he was told that his heart was, he had a bunch of stents and had heart attacks. He's a tough guy. Didn't really realize we had his last dinner. He wanted to meet at a hotel restaurant, actually the old SAC base at the Hilton. And, where I guess he'd been stationed when it was a SAC base. He's got underground bases under everything. And he said, I'll probably be dead in a few months, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you some of this. And he had like presidential medals at his house and like, and pictures of him and, you know, Nixon and all this stuff.
Right.
So he was like a high level NASA guy. And he said, listen, they had a whole secret space program, a whole duplicate because of the deaths we had, the numbers and the advanced technology. And it was basically our job to run an entirely fake operation. They were in space, but to just basically then reenact what we did because we couldn't actually show you all the advanced technology we had.
So what we saw, the video we've all seen is,
it was all fake.
Like a Kubrick.
Sold out for more than a year. We now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
Every time I talk to you, you're either like on the border exposing the cartels and like coming under fire, or you're on the streets of some American city hanging out with drug addicts and criminals, and now you've gone to ground zero of a massive chemical spill. Are you addicted to the danger, Savannah? Have you ever considered that for a second?
No, I'm addicted to helping my fellow Americans. I'm addicted to spreading the truth. And again, I have InfoWars to thank for that. Looking back on the day, I was able to ask President Donald Trump two questions. I was so grateful because, I truly was classically trained under Alex Jones and under the InfoWars team. I really do credit that as to why I'm able to, get these types of clips, because Alex's whole mentality was, go where the story is, go where the mainstream media refuses to. So it's not that I'm addicted to the insanity. I'm just addicted to telling the truth and helping the American people. And I really do credit Alex for, really instilling that within me early on in my career.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The government could shoot a cruise missile down your chimney. So believe me, they've got artillery that goes 50 miles now and can hit a dartboard bullseye.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, this is something Tim Pool says a lot. I've heard him say about, they didn't just stop making crazy weapons in secret, during the atom bomb. What do you think they've been making ever since? We can't even imagine. the stuff that they can
obliterate. And that's it. And I had a guy that was on mission control running the comms, the RCA cameras on the moon and the radios. And he was in charge of the people doing this. And he said, he said, all right, I think I'm going to be dead in about a month. And he literally had died in like a month. And he said, I can't tell you everything. I don't know everything, but I talked to people involved. They said there was another space program and that the guys were out there because they were getting the feeds, but that there had been production around it because they couldn't show the public what they paid for and they couldn't show them the technology we had, but that these platforms have been built out in space. And I had the former head of the Star Wars program, Dr. Bowman, Bob Bowman, before he died of cancer, came to these studios and talked about it. He said, I can only tell you this because they actually leaked it on C-SPAN when he was debating one of these guys. He was against the Star Wars program because it weaponizes space. And the guy said, well, how dare you? And started admitting amongst the programs. He goes, oh, you just released classified information. But Reagan didn't launch it. They just called it Star Wars when they expanded funding and let the Soviets know we had it. I mean, by the late 70s, they had dozens of robot drones in orbit with both nuclear weapons and meteor gun weapons, which has a DU Shabo that they launch in the gravity well. So it hits the ground about 35,000 miles an hour. So it's only 100 pounds of DU. He was describing the Sabos, but it has the effect of a good sized atomic bomb.
Yeah.
So you can hit mountain bunkers, you name it, with these things.
I'm not surprised.
And that's in the 70s.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what they've got?
Right. They had heart attack guns back then too.
They did. That was in Congress.
And COINTELPRO, right? Do you know the theory about the moon being an alien mothership? What do you think about that?
I don't have it. I mean, if I knew a former head of NASA communications on missions, they told me that, I would believe it because I was friends with Raymond. He never said that. I mean, I know this, Buzz Aldrin. I got to know Buzz Aldrin. You know, he's been on the show and said some of this, but Buzz Aldrin told me out in California, he said in about 2 years, the Indians are going to crash a probe on the moon and it's going to find water. We told him to do that. We already discovered it, but we want them to, get some of the glory. And then I didn't roll my eyes, but then like a year later, it's like Indians to crash probe on moon. A year later, Indians crash probe, prove giant frozen undersea thing. Because they crash a probe, again, super fast into it. They have another probe above that when it ejects, it goes down, and then they pick up the water vapor.
Right.
And so they found that, and I'm like, wow. And he's like, yeah. And he goes, yeah. And, the moon of Mars, I think it's like Charon or something. What's the lone moon Phobos, whatever. The point is that he's like, look at this, and he's like, there's an obelisk, and that's the one, and that's the one the aliens put there that actually points at Saturn, not Jupiter. And we've been out there, and you're sitting there with Buzz Aldrin, and you're going, really? And it's just, and then 2 years later, they crash the probe and find the water. It's like, there's a lot going on we don't know.
I think humanity is on the edge of some major, revolution of how we think of ourselves in terms of
space. Yeah, there it is. He said it years before it ever came out. Show that. This is like 15 years ago he did this. Look, that's, what year is that? That's 2020. By the way, he's on the show like in 2009 or 10 or something. He is on the show saying that then, and now they've released it.
Wow. Yeah, I mean,
and he says they've been there.
Even when it comes to
Buzz Aldrin,
ancient history, they redefine that all the time. There was an article out today, I think. I saw it.
I didn't even know that was in the news. Wow,
that's
crazy. Oh, we got to go get the Buzz Aldrin interview. Yeah. He got in a lot of trouble for it, by the way.
Oh, really?
I talked to the secretary. Yeah, I was like, can you come back on? He's like, no way. They said NASA flew people in here. They've been in this office for a week. We're coming back on again. And you can think, well, maybe that's a psyop too. I mean, I don't know.
That's the thing.
Oh, hey, Buzz Aldrin wants to have dinner with you.
My skepticism overflows so much. I don't even know how to find what's real anymore. That's the problem in this world. That's why God seems to me like is the only anchor in this reality that we have. So
yeah, there it is. Once revealed, is it say on Alex Jones show?
Oh, that'd be great if
because he said that on my show.
That'd be great.
Anyways.
But yeah, I hear, do you know who Logan Paul is?
Yeah.
Logan Paul has supposedly some footage of a UFO. People are saying he hasn't shared it yet, but he claims it's amazing. He says it's grainy, but it's really good footage.
There's Logan and Jake.
Yeah, I think it's Logan.
The big one.
I think. I'm not sure. I don't know.
I've been on his show.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, nice. Yeah.
Well, Logan, I think you should release that, immediately for transparency's sake. Cause I'm skeptical of all these videos, even when they're grainy and whatnot, but.
Yeah, the latest ones I've been sent. I mean, come on, with all this.
That's the thing. With AI now, they could be making better fake, you know, spacecrafts, but.
Well, what I can prove is they gave us a poison shot that shuts off our immune system and gives us blood clots. So.
Exactly.
I can prove that one on. I can prove they're trying to sexualize 3-year-olds.
Yep. No, those are like concrete things. Going back to what I was saying about skepticism though, I was always curious what you think about how do you balance your skepticism? We know how much the media, the corporate media has lied to us and our bureaucrat class. Like, how do you walk that line of knowing what to trust anymore?
You know, I trust but verify, and I just study history because every ancient culture said creatures came here and landed and crafted and all this stuff.
Yep.
And so we see it repeating itself. What's real? What's fake? And in all those cultures, they said the things that came here said, no, we were built by God that runs everything.
Right.
So it's not just the Christian Bible. And I don't take away from Christian. Yep. Some Christians go, oh, you're quoting, you know, this ancient culture or that. Well, yeah, they're backing up what's in the Bible.
Right.
So, you know, when I talk about that, you know, the Egyptians or whatever it is. So, you know, all I know is I can't get people to admit they're building emergency COVID camps around the world, UN run, and we're under a UN treaty that Biden's about to ratify or try to ratify that literally puts us under UN control. It says it. So I just stick to, here's the global legislation that totally makes a slave of the UN. And so the public's like, oh, there's no way that's happening. So if I can get folks to admit things that are in their face, then I, at a certain point, I just kind of go, okay, well, okay. Yeah. If you want to be ignorant, you don't want to know. But it's fine to speculate on everything and war game things. But what I do know is thousands of key big stories that, again, the general public's not even aware of, even though I talk about it every day. So, yeah, I think skepticism is key.
Yeah, it's tough just because, like, you don't know what's true anymore. So, like, when I was coming out saying it was a fake alien invasion when the brief article came out, and people get mad because they're like, oh, well, the UFO community wants to believe in it so bad. But I'm like,
well, Greer is right. Greer is right. They're, most of this is human. They're doing it to make us think the aliens are violent.
Right.
If they were violent, they'd already blown us up.
Right. Right.
Okay. And God's in control of all these groups. So I agree with him that, look, it's the same story. I'm an intel officer. I'm the first to say at Roswell, we discovered bodies and crap. There's like 50 officers that have come out. This story happens like every year.
Right.
So it's always the same, like we're animals, like the same program, the same lie, the same thing.
Yep.
And meanwhile, this gets even weirder. But it's not. I'm in Texas. My grandfather's a World War II vet. He worked for oil companies. So, the big oil fields then were in New Mexico, in Roswell. And my grandfather from like 46 to like 52, my uncle was born out in New Mexico. They worked and lived in Roswell. The big building then, it's a big square building, it's the petroleum building. So we were coming back from Christmas trip. Like, my grandmother's dead now at 92, but she was probably like 80 or something. This is like 15, 16 years ago because my third child wasn't even born then. And we go out to Rio Dosa or whatever. It is some mountain thing to ski out there. And so we come back, and it's like 2 days after Christmas, and we stop at the Denny's in Roswell. She's like, oh, yeah, Bill. You know, my grandfather had been dead a few years. He worked right there in the petroleum building, and we lived in a little house right down the street here, and I'm in this Denny's. Nobody's in there. And I'm like, really? I forgot you guys lived in Roswell. Well, what happened in 47 or 48 or whatever year it was? She goes, oh, we were here. I saw the big truck in the tarp and the army men with their guns. And, no, you know, they said it was all secret. Well, if you look at a map where that thing crashed, there's all these highways and roads. Why would they bring it through Main Street in the middle of the day with the press?
Right.
It was all a psyop. It was all. So my grandmother was there. They're like, there's a flying saucer. The aliens are here. Here, let's all go out here in Roswell on the main road, and then let's sit here and see it. And it was just a joke.
The parade. So we have to constantly balance the psyop of these things, but also we understand that these beings do exist, whether interdimensional or not.
Yeah, they want to control the narrative about it because it's so important.
Right.
And then, I mean, again, creatures that are coming from light years away are flying in tin cans and are little and gray and fall over and die. Right. And then our jets can shoot them down. I mean, give me a break, right, folks.
You know about the Carter, the Jimmy Carter story? Where
he he's at the White House and they see all the aliens or the flying saucers.
He saw the flying saucer outside of a Lions club in Georgia. And then he promised to release UFO information when he got into the presidency. And then he asked, I believe, Bush, who was in charge of the CIA. And the story goes, he was rejected and then cried about it, supposedly. But I always like that.
Well, as if the president wasn't in charge of the CIA.
There you go.
But yeah, that's how this works.
Yep, that's exactly right.
People forget George Herbert Walker Bush was the director of the CIA.
Exactly. Exactly.
Never worked for him. Yeah, right. You know, he actually ran part of the Kennedy assassination. He was photographed at Dealey Plaza.
I wonder if RFK will start saying stuff like that.
Let's finish up for 5 minutes, then we're going to go with Schroyer in.
Cool.
you wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlively. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. It should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brainforce Plus is great. Brainforce Ultra is great. They're 2 different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Final segment before the great Drew Hernandez takes over. Then at the bottom of the hour, Owen Schroyer and others will be in here that were confronting Lord Comey here in Austin, and they had him thrown out. This is the way to do it. Protesting's great, but going out to these events and putting these criminals on the spot is even better. Drew Hernandez takes over in 6 minutes. But you are finishing up here, Shane Cashman, and people can find you at timcast.com and at Shane Cashman on Twitter. You're a staff writer, one of the co-hosts of the show. You had some final points to make.
Yeah. Is the Antichrist here on Earth operating right now?
The Antichrist spirit's here. I don't know the Antichrist is here.
Yeah. In the spirit, what do you see that? Like, beyond the transgender stuff, like, do you see that in other things in the society right now?
I mean, the Antichrist is more something for them to focus on. I mean, to me, it's the beast system and everybody's serving it and following it. And so there's, you know, people always are saying this is the Antichrist, that's the Antichrist. Right. The Bible says there are many Antichrists.
Right.
There's the Antichrist spirit. And you know, I think we're probably gonna fight this evil, and it's almost gonna win. I think we're gonna push it back for a while. It's gonna get more sophisticated and come back. There's always precursors, you know, birthing pains before the big one. Or the Antichrist could show up in 2 years and we go through the tribulation, and it's definitely going down. Because whether you believe in God or not, the devil believes in you and wants your soul, and it's taking over right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like things like the Neuralink are what scare me. As much as I think it's a beautiful achievement that we can give people vision back and the ability to walk, there's that next level of what it could do of, like, the children wanting to upload their consciousness possibly into...
Oh, it's childhood's end.
You know, it's like what Kurzweil wants.
Well, that's what one of their top people who was, had a lot of pedo connections.
Right.
Arthur C. Clarke, that wrote 2001, all that, he wrote Childhood's End.
Yep.
About these big demons that come to Earth. They're the good guys. They take the children, upload them to the machine forever, blow the Earth up. It's liberal and loving. And they all put, you know, basically chips in their brain. It's the same story. And he's the inventor, he postulated, of the communication satellite.
Right.
The Russians were the first to do it with Sputnik. But these guys, and he had to, like, move to Sri Lanka or something in the 50s because he was getting, you know, caught.
Right.
With, very young people.
Yeah, it's alarming.
Wrote a book about Satan taking your children over.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're there, you know? That's why I took my kids out of public schools. The public schools were a terrible place.
And the private ones are bad, too. I'm more and more thinking, like, homeschool and homeschooling combines.
You're right. I think that is the way to go. You know, we're in a private school now, but we basically interviewed them, you know, pretty
hard. You got to watch them.
Like, really, really hard. Yeah, and you can't just you know, it's the same thing that happened with people in the government.
Because they get big money. Like if they give one little hour course on being a different gender, that school gets $50,000.
Oh, I know.
I mean, they're paying for to ruin your children.
Oh, yeah. And those types of situations are in every part of life right now. It reminded me of the fluoride situation, right? And in one of the towns I was living in recently, I had to talk to the guy who runs the water department. He was asking me why I wanted a filter on my house. I was like, because there's fluoride in this water. Because, you know, different towns, I guess, can vote on fluoride or not. The town we had voted for it, and he was like, fluoride's not bad. I was like, really? No. We kind of got into it, and he told me that if he didn't put fluoride in the water, the town would have to pay, it's like $20,000 to the school system for a mouthwash. It's literally what he told me.
Well, what it is they actually get federal grants to do it.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with mouthwash. It causes dental fluorosis.
Exactly.
All the studies hurts the teeth.
Yep.
It's not calcium fluoride. You need a tiny bit of calcium fluoride to live.
Yep.
But that's in the normal water. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is an acid.
Yep. Yeah, it's crazy. As sad as it all is, though, I'm trying to remain hopeful for humanity and for ourselves. You know.
When are you back to West Virginia?
In 2 hours.
All right. Well, tell Tim Pool and the rest of the crew I said hi.
I will.
I just got to say, congratulations, Tucker Carlson. 107 million views right now in his first show. And the media is saying it's a defeat. Yeah, 5 million to 107 million. That's a defeat, ladies and gentlemen. It shows they're dead. Their censorship's dead, but they're now doubling down. I didn't get to this day. I'll play it tomorrow. The EU saying we will ban the American people's free speech in a German accent. So we will take your rights away, you Americans.
It's been a pleasure to be here. Thank you
Shane
so much,
Cashman,
Alex.
At Shane Cashman on Twitter, timcast.com. Thank you so much. Yeah,
thank you.
Good to have you here. All right. The great Drew Hernandez takes over, and then the mighty Owen Schroyer comes in studio to talk about confronting Lord Comey. We're just a week or so away of the indictment federally of President Trump, total election meddling on steroids, and a big helping of PCP. So Drew Hernandez takes over, T-minus 60 seconds. Strap yourselves in and share those links.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
What's going on, InfoWarriors, based thought criminals worldwide? I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez, here on the fourth hour of the most banned show on the face of planet Earth, arguably in the universe, the Alex Jones Show. We got Owen Schroyer coming up in about 30 minutes to talk about insanely viral footage, man. I saw this pop up in my Twitter feed. Owen is going after Comey. Yes. And of course, the great Laura Loomer started this trend. It's like, I guess we could, it's getting loomered. Comey's getting comeyed, but I love the way that Owen did it. Can't wait to talk about that when he comes up in about 30 minutes. But also, guys, we are dealing with some next level stuff here. Love the conversation that we were hearing in the third hour about this is the hour of deception. All right. This is kind of what the Bible has been warning humanity about with the Antichrist and levels of deception that are Christ went as far to say that even the elect, all right, even the elect, we're possibly deceived. Okay. People that identify as God followers, people that identify as those that follow the truth, even they might have trouble discerning whether this is something coming from Lucifer or not. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing when people are living skeptical. It's a good thing when people are attempting to filter what's being said to them. Attempting to filter what's being showed to them, what's being presented to them, especially in the media, Guys, whether it's your favorite right-wing, conservative, down-the-middle commentator, radio host, obviously the far left is open about their Luciferianism, but the Bible is very clear, man. Do not be deceived. That's repeated throughout the New Testament, from Christ to the Apostle Paul, you name it. Why? Because there are levels of deception that are undetectable, according to the Bible, without the Spirit of God. And if you're the type of individual that's sitting here listening and saying, ah, I don't need God's Spirit to identify Lucifer, yeah, you're already losing, man. Okay, that's the beginning of the deception. And I don't say that to disrespect you. I hope that kind of Christ pills you to wake up to the reality that you might be believing something. You might think that you're on a level of discernment, when in reality, you are not. Because without Christ, we're sitting ducks. We're seeing the federal government, we're seeing the United States military whistleblowers come out, confirm the existence of off-world craft that the U.S. claims to have acquired. Now they're coming out and claiming with whistleblowers from the Air Force with credible credentials. I mean, I don't trust these individuals. I mean, do you trust anything coming from the government at this point? With credible credentials coming out and saying, well, we're back engineering this stuff. And they've come into contact with actual non-human beings. And so, you know, you watch them do this and you watch the federal government in unison get on board with whistleblowers coming from the Pentagon, coming from the Air Force, coming from the U.S. Navy with credible sources. That's what they go for, right? Credible sources. These aren't just people saying that they saw a UFO in the sky from their barn, right? This is kind of how a PSYOP's going to unfold. They'll take individuals that have credible sources to declare to you what's real and what's not. And I am the type of individual that understands that I'm dealing with a fallen world. I'm dealing in an interdimensional world that God has created, where there are fallen angels, there are demons that breach reality every now and then. People will see them. You take a look at the Old Testament, angels, even good angels. The Bible does warn you in the New Testament, by the way, be careful, because you may unknowingly entertain angels yourself. That's in the book of Hebrews. And if you take a look at various instances, Old Testament, New Testament, angels have the ability to manifest as humans. We've seen this multiple times. And we can't sit here and think that the fallen ones still don't have that ability. I believe 100% wholeheartedly that the Bible is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, because that's God's word. That is who he is. And those things are still a reality today. How those things manifest, my friend, you got to make sure you have this biblical filter, listening to what people are saying, watching their actions. Does their worldview line up with real theology from the scriptures? When you're taking a look at the claims of interdimensional beings, off-world beings being discovered, offering technology and craft to humanity, this is something that appears to be a cycle that Alex has talked about various times. We've seen this in ancient civilizations with the Mayans and the Aztecs. You go as far back to the Egyptians, and you see this in the Old Testament as well. King Saul lost his mind and decided to consult mediums, interdimensional portals that human beings act as in ancient times, that they viewed as something that was, I guess we can arguably, maybe not technologically an advancement, but more of a intellectual, some kind of higher wisdom advancement and ability, consulting mediums, consulting magicians. You saw this with Egypt as well. Moses was confronted. The Pharaoh was consulting his magicians to go back and forth with Moses and the claims that God was giving him as a prophet to condemn Egypt as a whole. And the prophet was right, God's prophet, and the magicians were helpless, but they still had, if you take a look at that, in the Old Testament, the magicians that Egypt was confiding in, they still had supernatural powers. Because the devil is real, demons are real, and fallen angels have supernatural abilities, not only to deceive humanity, but to perform, which is an interesting thing to all the discerners out there. If you take a look at 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, the Bible's very clear that the advent of the Antichrist, it's all a
embodiment of Satan, but it's all empowered. It's energized. It's a work of Lucifer. And the Bible goes as far to say that there will be manifestations. There will be wonders. The Bible calls them wonders. What's a wonder? A mass miracle, something that goes beyond the laws of physics that we know, laws of gravity, what we claim to know currently in science, things that go beyond your total understanding of reality. All right. The Bible says there will be satanic wonders taking place in these last days. So you got to ask yourself, what does that mean, God? Is it these claims of manifestations of off-world craft and off-world beings that are coming into contact? See, here's the thing that I find interesting with the Pentagon and the Air Force and whistleblowers that are highly respected men, top gun, all right, Commander Fravor, like these top-level Air Force pilots, guys that are smarter than me and that will always be smarter than me, okay? That come out with their stories and their credentials. But you listen to some of these whistleblowers that have dealt in the Pentagon, that have dealt in the Air Force, and I've listened to these interviews, I've listened to these guys, and it always turns into some kind of theological conversation. Some of these whistleblowers come out and say, you know, there's the old guard. Some of the interviewers will ask them, you know, what's kind of the internal struggle when it comes to why is it such a big deal leaking, you know, information to the general public from inside the Pentagon, from inside the federal government, the United States Navy, the U.S. Air Force? First, they always say, well, national security reasons, because some of these stories require us to leak the technology that we have that our foreign adversaries don't need to know about. Okay, we understand that. But then you guys can go look these interviews up. They're all over the internet. But then it turns into, I've seen multiple guys respond this way. Well, there's also the problem that in the United States military, there's the old guard. And they say, well, what's the old guard? They say, well, there's the old guard that still believes in God. This is what they say, that still believes in God, that believes that these interdimensional beings and these off-world craft that are operating supernaturally, going against the laws of gravity and aerodynamics and everything we know, they believe that they're demons. And this is what they say. They say that there's an internal struggle within these agencies, within the military, within the federal government. There's an internal struggle between the old guard that still believes in God and says that we don't want to open the door to this or open the general public to this because we believe that these are demons that we're dealing with. This is what these guys say. And then they come out and say, and we're the new guard where we don't really care. We just kind of want to open up the door because we want to know what this is. But then they'll never come out and say, well, we can't tell you whether this is Russia or China or a foreign adversary. We have no idea what this is, but we're willing to open up the door to this. And I find it interesting that the conversation always turns theological when it comes to this stuff. There's a reason for that.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. But before we go to break, please remember we're listener supported. We're not subscriber based. We're supported by you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com and they're excellent. We're selling out of X3. It's our best seller. We have to end the sale because at current sales rates in 2 weeks, it'll be gone. Try iodine, incredible for your immune system, your electrochemical activity, every cell in the body. It's essential. Without it, without iodine, you die. That's why they're targeting iodine, taking it out of the diet. You need it. They put the bad halogens in to block the iodine and the chlorine, the fluoride, and the bromine. You need this product. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average. Take a few drops a day. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's 25% off. It is your last chance. Discover the power of activated iodine, tri-iodine, true nascent iodine. Takes your system just to the next level. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You know, God's word does say that there is wisdom that comes from demonic origin in the book of James. You got to ask yourself, how far and how deep does this really go? You'd look at Genesis as a perfect example. When the serpent approached Eve, what did he offer her? He tempted her with what? Off-world knowledge. He said, God doesn't want you to know. You will know and discern between good and evil. I can offer that to you. There's access on that tree right there. There's that forbidden fruit, a lie that was accompanied with something offered to elevate the individual, a temptation. Okay, this is an ancient tactic. The Nazis did it. The Egyptians have done it. Ancient Aztecs and Mayans. It all goes to that same direction. It's an appeal to the human being to receive some kind of advancement technologically, intellectually, in terms of knowledge, because it appeals to the flesh. It appeals to the evil part of a human being that wants something forbidden that appeals to them looking better, to them sounding better, to them elevating themselves over someone else, which essentially is what? Is pride, which is the heart of Satan. And all these roads, all right? All these roads, they go back to the Bible. All roads to the New World Order and all this pedophilia and tyranny and all of this anti-family, anti-children, anti-parents, all of these roads lead straight back to the Bible, to Satan. Okay, that's exactly where this stuff goes. It's not cliche, but ladies and gentlemen, this is what you're dealing with. This is what we are all dealing with on a daily basis. And in terms of interdimensional phenomenon, all right, that's kind of what these people are starting to title this stuff. They realize that this is not just a physical phenomenon. These things are going in and out of dimensions. They don't abide by the laws of physics as we know them, the laws of aerodynamics as we know them. When these things enter into the atmosphere, they're flying at 60,000 feet in the sky. They drop down to 100, hovering over the water, and then just disappear in thin air. This blows the minds. This blows the minds of some of the most advanced Top Gun Air Force pilots that we've ever had in the United States of American history. Okay? So this is clearly something that goes beyond our understanding. And what's interesting about this is that it's leading people towards a direction away from God. It's either going to lead you towards God or it will lead you away from God. And I just give this out as a stern warning to all of those that are watching some serious manifestations that are causing you to question your reality, that are causing you to question everything you've ever known. But you got to ask yourself, what is this really? Is this something good or is it evil? That's kind of like that's how black and white the universe truly is, you guys. That's how black and white everything around us truly is. Is this good or is it evil? It's that simple. And who gets to determine what is good and what is evil? Christ said, only God is good. All right? He is truly good. He is truly righteous. Everything he says is spot on point. Everything in opposition towards that is Lucifer, Satan, wickedness, evil. Fallen humanity at war, at enmity with God. That's the end game, the final showdown. The second coming of Christ, the advent of the Antichrist, a final war against God, which we know who wins in the end. But I wanted to give this as a stern warning for everybody watching that is maybe having trouble discerning some serious phenomenon going on planet Earth. The Apostle Paul said this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no one deceive you by any means. For that day will not come, the second coming of Jesus Christ, unless the falling away comes first. This insane apostasy that mankind, a total departure from truth and Christ and the gospel. Unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed. That's the Antichrist, the son of perdition. That's one of his titles, the Antichrist, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That will be the third Jewish temple in Jerusalem. Plans, by the way, are already in motion. You can go to the Temple Institute today. They're all getting ready for that third temple. It hasn't been built yet on the Temple Mount, but once it is, that's a sign that this man is on his way, because that doesn't exist today. There's only been two in world history, two Jewish temples that have existed and have been destroyed. There will be a third one in the end times, according to the Bible. That's very clear here. Verse 5 says, do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things, and now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness, this agenda of the Antichrist, is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Based Christ, right? The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power. That's miraculous power. Signs. Okay. These are signs in the universe, signs in our world, signs that we see cosmically, and lying wonders. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Lying wonders. You know what that means in the New Testament? That means deceptive works of miracles. What does that mean? Isn't that crazy how Jesus said, right in Matthew chapter 7, many will say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out demons in your name? Didn't we not do all these works in your name? Shouldn't we be saved? Didn't we perform miracles, do wonders in your name? Imagine that. This is like a level of theology that people really need to understand. Will there be people performing miracles and wonders in the name of Christ that are not Christians and that will still go straight to hell with Satan? Is it possible that there are individuals empowered by the devil that could perform miracles that look advanced in the eyes of an unbeliever that cannot discern what they're really looking at? Is it possible that demons and fallen angels can perform acts of miraculous wonders that are interdimensional, that go beyond the laws of physics, that go beyond the laws of aerodynamics, that go beyond the laws of everything we know about science, that looks impressive, that looks advanced, that looks like it's taking us into the future technologically? We need to get our hands on that technological advancement. Who can give it to us? The Nazis knew this. Adolf Hitler was consulting with mediums, okay, to confirm prophecies about the coming Aryan race that will rule for 1,000 years with the Third Reich, that he was the chosen one, accompanied with technology as well. Are these things true? How do we advance into 1,000 years? This stuff still happens today. So I implore people, you're going to start to see mass wonders that go beyond the laws of physics, aerodynamics, everything we know about science, that appear to be miracles, but are empowered by demons and Satan. How do you know what is what? Well, I'm glad you asked. You must be born again. You need the Spirit of God. If not, you're a sitting duck. I'll be right back.
But before we go to break, please remember, we're listener supported. We're not subscriber based. We're supported by you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're excellent. We're selling out of X3. It's our best seller. We have to end the sale because at current sales rates, in 2 weeks, it'll be gone. Try iodine, incredible for your immune system, your electrochemical activity, every cell in the body. It's essential. Without it, without iodine, you die. That's why they're targeting iodine, taking it out of the diet. You need it. They put the bad halogens in to block the iodine and the chlorine, the fluoride, and the bromine. You need this product. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average. Take a few drops a day. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's 25% off. It is your last chance. Discover the power of activated iodine. Try iodine, true, nascent. Iodine takes your system just to the next level. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR, of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Orange Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is, you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
All I want is your word of mouth and to tell people to tune into the show and to share the clips. And you're doing it, and it's having a bigger effect than ever. And please keep us on air while still getting great products. I mean, you really need to get our full spectrum CBD oil, so good for your joints and bones and your neurological systems. You really need to get our ultimate krill oil, ultimate fish oil. You really need Turbo Force and our clean energy. Everybody needs X3 and tri-iodine. It'll take everything in your body to the next level. Most people have iodine deficiencies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get X3. It doesn't just fund the operation. These are game-changing products. These are amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com, also back in stock, the essential oil-infused
charcoal, accented charcoal toothpaste is over the top excellent. Also, finally back in stock, limited shipment, we have the ultimate tooth whitening toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste infused essential oils, back in stock. The toothpaste back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, guys, shifting gears. The real man of the hour, Owen Schroyer, did some cuck destroying last night. And I gotta say, man, it is really good to see Owen dominating on Twitter. This is so good to see Owen exploding all over Twitter. I think this is part of the reason why the deep state and the New World Order, they fear InfoWars having a presence like this because of stuff like this. Within under 24 hours, you see Owen Schroyer take over and dominate and shut down the internet, going after deep state pawn and operator James Comey. If you guys have not seen the footage, you need to. Owen, man, talk to me, man. This is legendary stuff. I know this is nothing new for you, bro, but this is the kind of stuff, this is the energy that I think everybody has continued to want to see. I know we saw Laura Loomer start to go after Comey. His so-called book tour writing about criminality seems to be backfiring for obvious reasons, but this was legendary, man. I love seeing this stuff, dude.
Well, we had a crew out there, and so I give a big hat tip to my crew that also went out there. In fact, some of my crew, Rob here, is banned. I think he got the 12-month ban from the library.
Sure did.
For telling James Comey he should be indicted. But, you know, the truth is, I want this to be an inspiration to others. I want other people to realize that anybody can do this. Literally anybody can do this. Anybody can go and have a First Amendment peaceful exercise just like we did, and I'm starting to see more people do it. Drew, you have done it. Your crew has done a great job of it. I forget the individual's name. I think it's Jose Vega, who's out on the East Coast with some of his political activists calling out the left for promoting the war in Ukraine. So the truth is we need more of this. Our government agents have been out of control. Federal agents, politicians have been out of control for a long time. They haven't had to answer to we the people. They think they're above us. They don't care what we think. They think we're little peasants. We're not. We are Americans. We have a Bill of Rights. We are above the government. We are the government. And so it's easy. I just want more people to realize that anybody can do this. And I know, Rob, that you've been a part of this yourself from some drag queen story times events that we've crashed in the past to yesterday.
Yeah, man, it's been a fun journey. And you said it the best, man. It's like they think we're peasants. They really do. And they think they can just walk all over us. So any type of backlash you give them, they have no idea how to handle it. I don't know about you, but if you saw yesterday, James Comey looked defeated. Like, he looked totally defeated. And him telling his stories, man, you could tell like he was not on his game. He was at the top of the top, and Trump just cut him off, and you can see it. He's wearing it on his face. He's really wearing his heart on his sleeve.
Yeah, and I mean, and let's be clear about this too, since you brought this up. There was like no energy for James Comey. I mean, this whole book tour feels like a farce. The whole book itself feels like a farce. I mean, we were able to steal the energy out of the room in just a mere moments. I mean, I'm not really a live theater performer, Drew, but I mean, you can tell in the moment, like, oh wow, like this is a guy who does live theater.
Oh, and you were the energy. That's what was genius about this one, because it was a little different, because you showed up as a Comey fan, man.
I love
you
James were, Comey. You were there to Donald the Trump.
you were there to just totally praise his deep state ops, weaponizing the FBI, going after him and his administration. And it was interesting, Rob. Like, what was the temperature like in the room? Cause it's like, it almost seemed like people didn't know how to respond. Like, oh, should we like this? Should we cheer with this guy?
They were definitely confused. Yeah, they were really, really confused. And at first everybody was clapping and Owen kept going and they were like, oh, there was a slow clap and then there was a no clap. And then Owen had all the energy. And then some people kind of heckled just a little bit, but no, I mean, you could tell, like, they had no idea how to deal with anything. It's just the typical, shut up, and the, you know, you suck type things, but they didn't know how to deal with any type of backlash at all.
Well, and this is kind of what happened with Antifa, actually, a few years ago, Drew. Antifa here used to be way more active, way more rampant. I mean, Rob, you know this, you used to shoot film with me as well. we don't really see Antifa around here much anymore. And I kind of had the same tactic. This had to be like 5 years ago. They had this chant of, Antifa, Shista. You've probably heard it. And so one day they had this event and I just started chanting their chant and I had a big bullhorn and I kind of drowned them all out, but it was me leading their chant and they all kind of like looked around and scratched their heads like, wait a second, what do we do? The guy is now leading our group. This is kind of an embarrassing moment for us, and they've kind of just never showed up to anything since. So it was kind of like that. Like, I was there cheerleading James Comey. I was like, this is what we want. We want them to destroy our opposition. We want them to weaponize the government against our opposition. We want them to destroy Donald Trump. We should be celebrating James Comey for that. So when I introduced that red meat to them, they didn't really know what to do with it, because it's like, yeah, it's true, but wait, we're not supposed to admit that's the case.
Oh, and I think you found the key. I think you found the secret cheat code to shut these losers down. Let's just start agreeing with them. Let's just show up to all their events and do what Owen has done. Start agreeing with them. Start giving them what they want, because by default, they'll never agree with us. So maybe they'll just not know what to do and shut up and just let go. And maybe that's the PSYOP. Maybe we should run a PSYOP on them like this. But I wanted to get your take, you guys. Comey himself, okay? I think this is a perfect case study to show what it looks like. And we've done this many times. You've done this many times. Like, when you really do stand up to some serious power, like, these people are so used to people just listening to all their lies, listening to all their propaganda, no one questioning or a simple reporter asking them some kind of question that challenges them. But when they get in a room like this, Comey just seems to kind of put his tail in between his legs. And I think they hate that. That's why there's a huge target on everyone's backs that does it. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, James O'Keefe said this, I think yesterday. He said, why is it that the deep state goes after everybody that's putting points on the board? I forget exactly how he put it, but that's it exactly. It's people like James O'Keefe, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, you know, InfoWars. We're the ones putting points on the board. Donald Trump, these are the ones they go after the hardest. But I think people just need to understand there's no reason to fear these corrupt establishment types. There's nothing to be afraid of. They're human just like you or I. And most of them, folks, I mean, imagine, let's be hypothetical. Imagine you're a deep state operative or you're some Epstein blackmailed operative and they've got tapes and photos of you or whatever. Do you really think that's a strong individual? Like, do you really think that's somebody that walks around in confidence, or are they in constant fear of their own shadow?
Yeah, you could really tell that with Comey. He was in constant fear. I mean, he's what, 6-something? He's very, very tall, and he's not holding his stature like he should. I mean, I felt taller, more confident than looking at Comey. And even when he's up there, I mean, he was just spewing his sad story. Like, he was the victim, talking about how he didn't even know that he got fired. I don't know if y'all know this. He said that he found out that he got fired by watching CNN on the TV. He said it came up on the Chiron.
Oh, he's a CNN viewer.
And there was two aspects I took of that. I was like, okay, either nobody at the FBI likes you. Like, you have to be the most hated person at your job for nobody to tell you that you were fired. Like, or he's just lying, and there's no way that they wouldn't tell you, hey, you're fired. Like, how are you going to clean out your office? How are you going to do all this stuff if there no one told you anything? So it was very, very interesting to see, you know, his point of view on coming from what he said was the top of the top to getting his legs cut off to where now. I mean, you saw when Owen left, the security doubled. Like, there was actually tripled. There was only one cop there. When Owen got escorted out, there was 10. When they escorted us out, I mean, you saw they gave Owen a handshake. They were happy that we were doing. Like, they were just like, yes, you have to leave, but thank you for what you're doing. And it was just very, very odd to see that different kind of point of view coming from somebody who was such, you know, a big person like James Comey is to where he is now.
And you are not allowed, Owen. That is an unauthorized, forbidden image. Okay, the black man giving the white man a thumbs up in the face of a deep state operative. That is so forbidden. Guys, you don't understand how serious that is. This is never supposed to be seen. You are never allowed to see a police officer, a black one, giving the thumbs up to a white man.
Hold on. I gotta put out a call. Either somebody in our crew or one of the great people, creative people out there on the internet. Guys, restart that. Somebody needs to make like a meme, a short GIF or something out of this. As soon as the police officer smiles and hits that thumbs up, like, you pause it, and there needs to be like a little glimmer, like a little shine that hits it from his tooth, and then there's like that noise, like, ding, and there's like that shine, and then maybe maybe the sunglasses come down. I mean, because it's so perfect when he hits the thumbs up with that big smile on his face. It's just, you can't write that. It's like right that's here, it's about to hit. It's like we need somebody. I need, as soon as the cop hits the smile, boom, bing, and then the shimmer from the teeth and the sunglasses come down.
Someone do it. Someone do it now. Tweet it. We'll get it up. Whatever. Get it. Do it.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlively. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
This is their big move. So, yeah, you say, why doesn't Biden address the disasters in the United States? He doesn't care. That's not his job. He's not the president of the United States. He's a puppet operating for the globalists.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
And that's who he works
with. Autocrats only understand one word, no. No, no.
Exactly. And that's why we say no to your vaccines.
No, you will not take my country.
We say no to you shutting down our businesses. We say no to you taking our firearms. We say no to you censoring our free speech. We say no to you selling us out to the World Health Organization. We say no to you getting us into World War III. You're right. We stand against autocrats like you, Joe Biden, and we say no. And we say no to your war.
Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're back, fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, most banned transmission on the face of planet Earth. Owen Schroyer, InfoWars crew, dominated, exposing Cucked Out Comey. Maybe that's his new name, Cucked Out Comey. Somebody hashtag that, put it up on Getter or Twitter or whatever. But Owen, this was absolutely legendary what you guys did yesterday. I think more people need to continue to do this, is just really get in these people's faces peacefully, just calling them out, First Amendment, letting them know just exactly what they're not going to get away with. But Owen, I wanted to get to, because the full video is on band.video. And what I thought was interesting as well was what was happening after, when you started to walk out. The security started to kind of view you as a threat, kicked you out of the building, and you tried filming your report in front of the door, and then they kicked you out in front of the door and then made you go to the sidewalk. Why? Were you there to bomb the building? Obviously not, but it's just like kind of ridiculous at this point.
Well, and actually, the same thing happened to Rob, and that's funny too. His story is a little funnier because they tried to actually get him banned from the library illegitimately. But no, when I walked out, which I was cooperating, I just walked out into the lobby and I was just shooting a video. And then that lady, who's obviously a liberal activist, kicked me out of the library for no reason. And then, they just can't have anybody in there telling the truth. You know, I mean, that's what it is. Like, they all get the message. If somebody's in at our event telling the truth, it's like a cult. They have to be removed. We can't have any dissent. That's what authoritarianism, totalitarianism, I mean, literally that's the definition. After I get kicked out of the lobby, I'm booted from two different areas. I'm just standing on the sidewalk outside. Granted, I've not broken any laws. I've been fully compliant when they asked me to leave the lobby and everything. And then this nice security guard here, she's so great at her job. I'm sure that nice lady on the bench felt much more protected that she came out there. She said I was disrupting her. It's actually funny. If you look at the woman's response, if you slow down the video, her response is kind of funny, the way she looks at me like, what? So then I went and I stood on the sidewalk. And I guess, Rob, what did they say to you when you got removed?
Oh, the lady was so mad. She was so furious because this was the second time that their event had been, you know, interrupted. She comes up with attitude, just anger. You can't come here. I need your ID and this and that. And I was like, I don't have to give you my ID. And her whole demeanor just changed. She was like, well, yeah, you're right. You don't have to give me your ID. I was like, so how am I supposed to be banned from here for a year if you don't have my identification to fill out the paperwork? She's like, yeah, we need the paperwork to give you a trespassing, but you're still banned. You can't come here for a year. And I'm like, okay, what is this? Klaus Schwab's library? Y'all have like facial recognition? Like how are y'all going to know if I show up back to the public library? So it was all just a joke. It's all for show. That's all they have. They have, you confront them. And that's the thing. You do it so peacefully. All you needed was a camera. That wasn't even my intentions today. My intention was to go and, you know, film Owen and get some, you know, just there for support, just to see, you know, this actual deep state creature in person. And it just happened the way it happened. And it's that easy just to stand up, and they have no idea how to deal with any backlash, guys. Zero.
You know, it's pretty interesting because I'm just going to go out there on a whim, and I'm going to say, you know, a library like this, probably, I don't know, maybe open to the idea of drag queen pedo time. That's totally fine.
No. They promoted it before the event. They had a little board scrolling with little events they had coming up, and they had the drag queens up there.
So freaking predictable. I don't even have to look into it. So predictable. That's okay with them, but Owen Schroyer and Rob Aguero showing up to expose James Comey for him just literally.
Come on now, hold on a second. Let me just correct the record here. I was a Comey fan. I was fanboying for James Comey. The proof is in the pudding. I don't know why these other Comey fans didn't have the same enthusiasm for this event that I had. I don't know what's gotten into them. Maybe they've been drinking too much fluoridated water, but I thought I was confused. I thought we were celebrating Comey. I thought that's what the book tour is all about. I mean, how does this guy even get a book? How does this guy even get a book deal? A disgraced FBI director. How does he even get a big deal? So I thought this was all about celebrating James Comey. He weaponized the FBI against Trump. He weaponized the FBI against the opposition to the Democrat Party. He helped cover up the Hillary Clinton crimes. They were covering up the Biden crimes when he was vice president. I mean, I thought we were celebrating Comey. So I was just trying to get my fellow Comey enthusiasts up out of their seats for a proper welcome to the great James Comey. I just have to be on record with this.
And if I'm you telling got you, them off their feet, man, they might have hurt themselves. There was, I'm telling you, there was nothing but boomers.
Might have had a myocarditis.
Maybe, yeah, for sure. They were all vaccinated. The youth that was there, it didn't really make any sense because they were under 25 or they were over 55. Like, we were the median that were there with all the energy. And even the people, the youngsters, they had no idea why they were there. They were just in awe of this person that they're supposed to be in love with, and they had no idea why. It was just weird. It was very, very, you know, a cult-like atmosphere for sure.
And I actually want to give James Comey credit. I will give him credit here. He was a good sport about it.
Was.
He had a smile on his face. I feel like in some way, shape, or form, deep down, he actually respects the First Amendment activity against him. I mean, he sat there and took it from Laura Loomer for like 10 minutes.
His response was just,
yeah.
Get out of
so,
here.
I mean,
get out of here. It's like he didn't even try to defend himself or anything. Just.
So I gotta say, Jim Comey was a good sport about it. And, you know, by the look on his face, he was smiling too. So I'm glad I brought him some joy.
Some of these guys are, they're advanced enough to know that if they respond in any way that it's going to probably look worse for them. But the NPCs, they haven't really gotten that download yet. So that's why they're easy to kind of get some really gold footage from. But, you know, Rob, I'm interested. Why did they ban you? Did they give you a reason? What was the reason?
Because you're filming. Interrupting Austin Public Library event. That was their reason. I interrupted a public library event.
So did they revoke your library card to go get some drag queen pedo books for children? Is that not
oh, no,
a bad
no,
thing?
I'm going back. It's the 20th, the 23rd. I'm gonna apologize, you know, and praise the drag queens at my altar so I can make sure I can get my very, very needed.
Oh, are you going to the drag queen
public
event?
Library? Oh yeah, they've started a fire with me there, so. It's
you're gonna be there at the drag queens?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, you can change your identity according to them.
Oh, exactly. I'm gonna identify as Roberto, and what are they gonna say? I'm not accepted.
They put on a wig.
That's not very inclusive of you, Austin Public Library.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
So. It's definitely like next level, man, because I think it does, like Owen was saying, it does inspire people to like get mobilized and start to do this on their own. And I always try and encourage people too, like, dude, all you need is a cell phone, go find where they're at. Ask them a basic question, and that's pretty powerful. That's why everything is so shadow banned. And we've talked about this even on my own show, Owen, about this is pretty phenomenal to see you guys go so viral in such a short amount of time. It kind of makes sense to me why InfoWars doesn't have a presence like this on Twitter because of stuff like this. Well, to me, it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go too deep into that. The view count on the original video, which, you know, obviously my account is still banned from Twitter. I don't know if did they ban your account on Twitter?
Yeah, my original one is still
banned. Rob's account was still banned, but the Liberty broadcast was there, and they have their account up, and that video that they shot got 1 million views. Our video on Banned Out Video, which is our footage from right there where I was sitting in HD, I think that's probably encroaching about 250,000 views on Banned Out Video. But yeah, I mean, if I would have had my account and Alex would have had his account, we'd probably be easily getting up to 20 million views by now. But that's okay. That's why they ban us. And, you know, Elon is really like, 51% free speech, let's say. And then, you know, for others, not so much, but that's okay. The video still gets out there. It does well. And I would say it's like this too, for other people listening. The reason why I like to take a bunch of different approaches, sometimes the trolling, sometimes the direct, the aggressive, the there's calm demeanor, whatever, it's kind of like fundamentals. It's like, hey, here's how you make a layup. Here's how you make a free throw. Here's how you make a mid-range. Here's how you hit a corner three. It's like, find what works for you. If you want to do the comedic route like Alex Stein, then troll like that. You want to go to an anti-gun event and say, yeah, turn all your guns into the government. It's always great. It's never failed anybody. Turn them all in. You know, you can go that route. Or if you want to directly confront these people, you can go that and just call them out right to their face. Tell them they're the ones committing the crimes. Tell them they're the ones that need to be indicted like Rob did yesterday. Or you can approach it from more of a professional journalistic perspective. Just stand up and just ask the question. Just ask him a basic question. You can take the cordial approach. Just, hey, be friendly, and then kind of slip in a little red pill thing. So there's different ways to go about this. I think it's inevitable. You know, I want to light a fire under other people's bellies in the media that just a little too comfortable right now, because you're going to lose everything too. You might still have your Twitter accounts and everything else. You're going to lose everything too to these tyrants unless you stand up now. So I think it's inevitable though. Again, I know you and your team have done this. Obviously us at InfoWars have been doing this for a while. Again, I think the gentleman's name is Jose Vega out on the East Coast. He's been calling people out. So I give big ups to all the people that are properly acting right now with their First Amendment peacefully, legally, lawfully, just to raise awareness and inspire others.
I will say before I give you back, Drew, before I give you the throne back, it's a lot easier to do people than you expect. Like once you get there, and you're in your mind, you're like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Just don't even worry about it.
Yeah, it's like once you've bench pressed,
battle.
It's like if you haven't bench pressed 150 or 200 pounds, you're like, oh, I'm nervous, I can't do it. And then you do it once, you're like, oh man, I can do this. I can bench this.
As soon as you get there, God will give you the power of what you need to do and how you need to react. 100%.
Absolutely incredible work, guys. And then when you see the response and you see just how exposed these people become, it starts to make sense why they want to ban everything. It starts to make sense why they want to silence everybody, because this is the kind of stuff they do not want out there, because not only does it expose them, it influences, it inspires, and it empowers others to get out there and do the same thing. All right, guys, my time's up. War Room starts right now with the great Owen Schroyer. I'll see you guys on the next one.
But before we go to break, please remember, we're listener supported. We're not subscriber based. We're supported by you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're excellent. We're selling out of X3. It's our best seller. We have to end the sale because at current sales rates, in 2 weeks, it'll be gone. Try iodine, incredible for your immune system, your electrochemical activity, every cell in the body. It's essential. Without it, without iodine, you die. That's why they're targeting iodine, taking it out of the diet. You need it. They put the bad halogens in to block the iodine and the chlorine, the fluoride, the bromine. You need this product. Takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average. Take a few drops a day. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's 25% off. It is your last chance. Discover the power of activated iodine. Try iodine, true, nascent. Iodine takes your system just to the next level. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.